Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Georgian conflict is not subsiding. In fact, it is escalating. It is such a uncommon thing to see two superpowers squaring off for an expansion of a conflict to the point that it's almost hit a blind spot with myself in the last 2 days, hearing that Georgia, the conflict there was cooling down a bit, the Russians were pulling back. Made me happy, and I hope for the best. But then I actually started watching the geopolitical developments, and there are scores of them that are earth-shaking individually. Taken together, it is a cacophony of danger signs. So we're going to be covering that first today. Then we have two important guests coming up later in the show. Barbara Lowe Fisher, National Vaccine Information Center. More is coming out now about the devastation, the miscarriages of women taking the HPV, human papilloma, live cancer virus vaccine. All of the deaths, the close to 10,000 admitted adverse reactions, autoimmune diseases, people being paralyzed, close to 10,000. Remember, with an old drug, you get about 1 out of 10 adverse reactions reported. These are official rule of thumbs used by the CDC and doctors. Ask any doctor, they can tell you. With a well-known drug, 1 out of 10 adverse reactions get reported. About 1 out of 40 get reported with a new drug. So you got 9,000 plus, and we're talking 1 out of 40. This is a pandemic of injury. But it was meant to do that. It's a test of a bioweapon. Said that a year ago to see if they can introduce a bioweapon to the public, use PR and hype to cover it up, and sell the population on it. So we'll talk to her about that coming up 2 hours. Then Luke Radowski and Corey Rowe will be with us in the fourth hour. I am so busy here on the home front in Austin trying to run our different operations against the New World Order that I have not decided yet if I'm going to go to New York this year. Frankly, the bill is so packed for the 3 days in and around 9/11's anniversary in New York with so many rock stars, top hip-hop artists, Cynthia McKinney, Cindy Sheehan, who, by the way, is on the show tomorrow running for Senate, that I've been invited to speak top of the bill at both the main events, and I just really think I'm just going to step aside. It's time for other leadership to shine and step forward. People are begging me to go, and I want to go, but I also just can do more here. I am going to send a camera crew to document the events and put it out on the web and for PrisonPlanet.tv folks and everybody else. But I'm pretty much 80% decided not to go. I may still go to New York, but I'm going to Denver for, and that's going to be a 7-day trip because I'm driving, day and a half there, day and a half back, and 5 days there. So really it's about an 8-day trip total. And my family has been suffering that I've been working 17, 18 hours, and I've cut back lately to only about 12, 14 hours a day. And I've just got to have some time off. I mean, I tried to take off a day or two last week to do administrative stuff, and I haven't even been able to do that. And then there's taxes and all the rest of it, and you say, well, just don't pay them. You know what? We have clean noses here, even if it's a fraud, and the taxes, most of them are a fraud, the income tax and the rest of it, and the sales taxes and the new state taxes. Point is, I'm not giving the enemy an excuse to come after me. Our noses are extremely clean around here. And I just have administrative things. We're moving into a new office, trying to start a TV show, trying to do a bunch of other projects we're working on, and I just can't keep it all up. So I'm sorry to folks in New York if I don't go, but I will still promote the events and try to get all my great listeners to go to that. So Luke Radowski, Corey Rowe joining us coming up in the fourth hour today.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby, we'll be right back with the Russian situation.
For From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me give you my basic synopsis of what's happening in the widening confrontation with Russia by the United States, NATO, and Israel. Then I'll break down the facts of the matter and go through some important clips. It's clear now why this was done. They wanted to gauge Russian response last Thursday. We are now about 7-8 days into the attack. A sneak attack was launched by Georgian forces backed up by mercenaries, NATO, Israelis, and U.S. forces, Marines, and Army. A massive, unprecedented sneak attack against civilian populations, murdering in the thousands in one city alone. The total death toll, again, is rising close to 4,000 as you put all the reports together. The Russians poured in, repulsed the attack, drove the invading Georgian armies out of Ossetia and Abkhazia. The Russians then destroyed the, or partially destroyed the armies and equipment massing in the surrounding territory around Ossetia. They then went in and occupied some of the military bases and destroyed them. Standard procedure. If the same thing had happened to the U.S., you can be assured Georgia would be completely occupied and the population would basically be exterminated like the Iraqis, 1,200,000 that are now dead. The Russians didn't do that. They started pulling back 2 days ago on Tuesday afternoon. The Georgians continued using special operations, no doubt U.S. forces, to take pot shots at them so that they could scream bloody murder and say, oh, look, the Russians didn't do a ceasefire. They're still shooting at us, but it's been confirmed, and it's all on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from multiple Russian, European, and U.S. sources. It's all buried in the news. It's the headlines that lie in the U.S. Continuing attacks on them. Georgian ships Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday have been trying to attack Russian ships with torpedoes. The Russians then were forced to destroy some small patrol boats and then move in and destroy some ships in the harbors. That is misrepresented as Russian further aggression and attacks. They have been extremely restrained. If you study the art of warfare and basically air power and infantry maneuvers, what a nation should do is Russia should go in, depose the government, and then put in a puppet. That's normally what's done. And then pull back out, because obviously they don't want to be sucked in to the sectarian warfare between Russians and the Georgians and Muslims, three major factions that all continually fight with each other in Georgia, formerly part of southern Russia. The Russians are blockading and stopping arms from coming in out from Ukrainian supply ships. The Russians have their only port in the Black Sea, on the Black Sea, in Ukraine. Ukraine's president, which is a globalist puppet, has been rattling sabers, saying he needs U.S. troops and, quote, prepare for a Russian attack on Ukraine. That's what the public's being sold. In truth, more U.S. troops are massing in Ukraine. Weapon systems are being brought in. The Ukrainians are trying to supply the Georgians. Hundreds of U.S. flights of arms for the last 4 days have been flying in to Tbilisi and other major cities of Georgia with arms and 2,000 Georgian troops that have been brought out of Iraq, which is a serious act of war. Now they're telling the Russians they have to capitulate and hand Ossetia, Abkhazia over to United Nations slash NATO troops that helped launch the sneak attack, or Russia will have sanctions put on it and more U.S. troops brought into the region. So they've punched Russia in the nose, knocking out a couple of teeth. Russia fought back and then withdrew. They're now being encircled, and pinprick attacks are being carried out. It's being misrepresented in the Western press. But again, you read in deeper into the articles, the facts are all there. They just lie in the headline in the first three or four paragraphs and admit the truth later. Just a huge escalation is what we're witnessing. And now we have McCain running around talking about escalation and talking about how in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations. When the U.S. has invaded Afghanistan, Iraq, Serbia, handing it over to Muslims in Serbia with Kosovo, overthrowing their government. I mean, unprecedented. Overthrowing the Serb proper government in Belgrade. It is such lies and hypocrisy and fraud that it staggers the mind. We are not, by the way, defending Russia. But to claim that Russia is imperial and to claim that they have imperial aims when they're having their borders carved off, when they are being forced to shrink, when they are being militarily pressured, when the United States is funding guerrilla attacks and now open invasions of cities bordering Russia, and that Russia has been so restrained, thank God they have been this restrained. I mean, this has got me really ready to drop everything I'm doing and try to find some property. I've been trying to halfway look, but I can't afford anything outside Austin because the Californians, if not bashing you, I don't blame you. We've all moved in and driven prices up sky high. But, I mean, I'm seriously trying to find a ranch house or something somewhere so I can get my family, maybe even have a move into the countryside. And then I'll stay in Austin, or it's that or leave the country. I mean, this is the type of thoughts I'm having because we are moving into a World War III type scenario. Make no mistake. And every major military analyst is saying this is the greatest escalation in the history of the Cold War now. And I can go through all these quotes here, but I'm sure you've been seeing them and reading them. But they're saying that Russia has caused this. This is a endangerment of world peace, an endangerment of the planet itself. As Dr. Paul Roberts has said, this could hand the planet over to the reign of the cockroach, a thermal nuclear exchange with Russia, and then a shootout will start with China, Pakistan, India, France, England, South Africa, all brimming with nukes. Israel running around with 400 nukes, threatening everyone, threatening the European Parliament of getting reparations. One member of the Israeli Knesset threatened to use nukes 2 years ago. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is a Mexican standoff of nuclear weapons with the United States with a bunch of power-tripping Looney Tunes on complete power trips, megalomania gone to seed, running around threatening everyone. And then meanwhile, Bush made this incendiary statement 1 hour ago from the White House. Here it is.
We expect Russia to honor its commitment to let in all forms of humanitarian assistance. We expect Russia to ensure that all lines of communication and transport, including seaports, airports, roads, and airspace, remain open for the delivery of humanitarian assistance and for civilian transit. We expect Russia to meet its commitment to cease all military activities in Georgia, and we expect all Russian forces that entered Georgia in recent days to withdraw from that country. So I have made clear Russia's ongoing action raised serious questions about its intentions in Georgia and the region. In recent years, Russia has sought to integrate into the diplomatic, political, economic, and security structures of the 21st century. The United States has supported those efforts. Now Russia is putting its aspirations at risk by taking actions in Georgia that are inconsistent with the principles of those institutions. To begin to repair the damage to its relations with the United States, Europe, and other nations, and to begin restoring its place in the world. Russia must keep its word and act to end this crisis.
I mean, what do you say about that statement? Russia has violated the United States. Russia has shown itself to be a bad member of the international community. Russia needs to make reparations. Russia was attacked in a sneak attack last Thursday night into Friday morning. Thousands were killed. Military bases were leveled by over 100 tanks, jets, self-propelled missile batteries. This is just off the charts. But you have a population in the United States who has no basic grasp of anything, much less nationally, locally, but certainly internationally. They have no idea even where Georgia is, and the average American is bumbling around thinking Russia is starting a fight, just like the globalist attacked Serbia for 2 years with their Muslim brethren out of Albania. The Serbs finally fought back when they were engaging in ethnic cleansing against the Serbs, And I'm not saying both sides didn't kill each other. The point is, who started it? First blood, baby. That's the key here in these situations. You know, Hitler invaded Poland. Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia. Hitler invaded Sudetenland. He invaded the Rhineland. He invaded Danzig. He invaded France. He invaded North Africa. I mean, this would be like Bush coming out and trying to change the history of World War II to say that, you know, that the United States invaded Germany. It's such an insult to everyone's intellect. But I guess the fact that some of the public are buying it says that it's not an insult. They know the public is basically a dead horse, just ready to be gobbled. Play John McCain with the Hypocrisy Award of the Year, saying that invasions of countries will not be tolerated in the 21st century and that it's outrageous that Russia's doing this.
I don't think we're going to reignite the Cold War here with Russia. I think this is a very serious situation, but I don't see this as a return to nuclear standoffs, et cetera, et cetera. I want to have a dialogue with the Russians. I want them to get out of Georgian territory as quickly as possible, and I am interested in good relations between the United States and Russia. But in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations.
So Bush and Condoleezza Rice and McCain and all of them are trying to sound reasonable. Hey, Russia attacked us. Russia attacked its neighbor. We're trying to be reasonable. Pull out. Hand everything over. Let us attack now into your country. You know, let us sneak attack you. How dare you defend yourself? We're going to come back and break down the really big developments. The head of Russian forces threatens again to use nuclear weapons. And we'll continue just to break all of this down, and we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. New York and London banks created the Soviet Union.
Some folks are born made to wait.
They overthrew the rotting Tsarist empire.
The red, white, and blue.
And took the spoils.
The red, white, and blue. And when the band played, hell to the...
They then murdered more than 60 million Christians. Peasants. The CIA put Mao Zedong into power. The Chinese government says he killed 60 million. Many of the historical treatises on the subject say it's more like 85 million. The New World Order, they are the great architects. They build the great death camps. They destroy societies and build new ones. They destroy families. They destroy cultures. They destroy industries. Just like Walmart is announcing a 17% increase in profits while every other chain is posting huge losses. Only the big, massive box stores move forward, destroying downtown USA. It's an example of the New World Order. They bring consolidation. They bring control. They bring misery and pain. And we look at what's happening with Russia, a sneak attack launched by the U.S. Most of the government ministers, and we've listed them here, head of the defense, foreign minister, so on, are Israelis. Israel brags that they're commanding the Georgian forces in the sneak attack. Israeli newspapers, Haaretz, Ynet. But Israel's allowed to brag about what they're doing. I'm bad if I read their newspaper articles on air. NATO involved in the crime. Ukraine involved in the crime. Ukrainian tank drivers attacking the Russians in a sneak attack. And now Ukraine is escalating a conflict in their border regions with Russia and in the Black Sea. And they've told the Russians today that any troop movements, any ship movements out of their Black Sea port, the only Black Sea port the Russians have, will have to be authorized by the Ukrainian government. Well, the Russians have a lease that has decades left on it. And they added, and by the way, we can extend that from 72 hours anytime we wish, and we're not going to allow your ships to dock back again at the port. And they're telling the Russians that they have to let them bring more arms in to the ports in Georgia so Georgia can continue to kill Russians and continue to go into the homes, and there's now video of all of it, the international press and photos. The Georgians, backed by the U.S., kids just playing Ghost Recon 6-7 years ago. In Ghost Recon 1, we're trained, as all the games he makes turn out coming true, all the books he writes turn out coming true, basically. He's married to former White House official's daughter. I mean, Tom Clancy, totally in intelligence, admits he is. It's how they throw it in our face. Ghost Recon, I thought I'd play the intro to this from 2002. 2001 is when the game was made. It was released in 2002, Ghost Recon 1. We read you the text from the rundown of the video game, but here it is, where U.S. forces attack the exact target in Ossetia in 2008. I guess just a lucky guess, huh? Except they say the Russians invade in the game. Here it is.
The year is 2008, and the world teeters on the brink of war. Radical ultranationalists have seized power in Moscow. Their goal, the reestablishment of the old Soviet Empire. Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan. One by one, the nearby independent republics slip back into the Russian orbit. Russian tanks sit in the Caucasus Mountains and the Baltic forests, poised to strike to the south and east. The world holds its breath and waits. For one small group of elite soldiers, the war has already begun. U.S. Special Forces Group 5, 1st Battalion, D Company. Deployed on peacekeeping duty to the Republic of Georgia in the Caucasus, this handful of green berets represents the very tip of the spear, the first line of defense. Equipped with the latest battlefield technology and trained in the latest techniques of covert warfare, they strike swiftly, silently, invisibly. They call themselves the Ghosts.
And they did. It shows the game, them going through Ossetia and the capital, shooting people, murdering them, and they did. And they went in and they murdered women and children in their homes. That's when the decision was made, was back in 2001, publicly to encircle Russia. And then the people that played those video games are now actually there killing as they practiced 7 years ago in a video game. Predictive programming. You like being programmed? We'll be right back.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Tell him, Merle.
And I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. A chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
I wish they weren't about to go bankrupt.
It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over?
Are we going downhill?
I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. And It was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook, still would.
Are the best times.
It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. No kind of chance for the flag, the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over?
You know, I'm really speechless right now.
Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the Liberty Bell.
Let's do it.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You know, I wanted to come back and talk about Russia, but people think that I try to get on this show and bash the police. The truth is, it hurts my soul, and intellectually, it upsets me so badly that we probably play the audio or even post the video one time out of 20 of the footage of police walking up to unarmed, peaceful people and beating them sometimes to death, tasering them to death in the United States, in Canada, in England. And I have seen, I don't know, 4 or 5 videos today. Trader in the break was showing me a Denver newscast I'm going to play a clip of later. We're going to post the video in the next few minutes at Infowars.com, where a bicycler runs a red light. Off-duty police run over, tackle him, beat him for several minutes. I mean, it's so long, I can't even play it all here. They're bashing his face and teeth into the concrete so hard that there's a camera person about 50 or 60 feet away, and you hear the teeth slamming as the cops, with pleasure and grunts of sexual enjoyment, it's sadomasochism, are slamming this guy's teeth that they knocked out into the ground. And then the kicking, the stomping, the beating, with him begging, with blood pouring out of his face and his mouth, just goes on and on and on and on and on. And on. And the footage just pours in from all over the nation every day. And I think about the footage I've seen from 6th Street here in Austin, Texas, what I've personally seen. This country is turning into a fascist police state. And I try to reach out to the police. I had the Austin police chief in here yesterday and tried to give him a fair shake. I got criticized from both sides, being too hard on him, being too nice to him. Having him on was bad, blah, blah, blah. We just try to surprise you here with interesting, thought-provoking guests. And he was willing to come in, which is unprecedented, so we had him here. If I have time later, I'll talk about my thoughts on that. I'll probably air some of it again this Sunday, some clips and comment then on the Sunday show. But the government has given the green light to the police to bully the population, to cow us into submission. And I'm going into Denver, where the feds have been caught already planning to provocateur violent actions. They've been caught many times before. So don't deny that's a fact. I'm going into Denver where they're going to put all the protesters, quote, in cages. And where I have seen scores of videos in the last month of them beating the living daylights out of peaceful people on the streets doing nothing in Denver. That's why I'm going to Denver, because that's the front lines of the fight against the New World Order. That's where they're going to roll out their sound cannons, microwave guns. That's where they're going to have people in cages. That's where the threat is. That's where the danger is. And I have to go chronicle this. As a wartime reporter here in my own country, dominated by NORTHCOM and the military, also out of Colorado. We live in a nation that is so criminal at the top that they snuck attack Russia last week and then lied to the public and misconstrue it as Russian aggression, now encircling them with Ukraine saber-rattling and undoubtedly about to start conflicts with Russia. We live in a nation where the police don't just beat you up and break your shin and knock your teeth out and kill you with rubber bullets, but if you're lucky enough to survive, they then charge you with assaulting them when it's all on video. I mean, every day, there's some type of hate of bicycles. We see them run, tackle, beat, attack, and then charge the person whose head they've split open, of the individuals they've given subdermal hematomas. And there's no defending your crimes. And as if assaulting us with deadly weapons isn't enough out of the blue, you then charge us to protect yourselves. Do you think this is a place you want your children to live in, police? Do you think this type of evil is being authorized and that the dark forces that are authorizing this won't hurt you and your family in the days and years to come? You think you're immune? The same people that give you the authority and the protection and the license to abuse us with no checks and balances are the very same elites and social engineers that are destroying your dollar, destroying your future, destroying your family. You think you're immune from an elite that knowingly knew that HPV, live cancer virus, vaccine was killing people in the trials in mass, and that they would push that and have hundreds of thousands of women and children take it as they die and are maimed, and that horror won't somehow reach out and touch you and your life? You're not horrified by what's going on. You rationalize what you're part of and what you're doing. At the end of my interview with Boston Chief of Police Art Acevedo yesterday, I played about a 4-minute clip so I could say bye to him, and he got me by the arm tightly, grabbed me by the elbow and said, very authoritatively, "You don't really believe all of this, do you?" And he said, "I want you to come right along with me. I want you to come see. I want you to know." And he said, "I know you don't really believe all the things you say." Got to watch that guy. Charming, intelligent, slick. And then I said, "No, I don't believe I know, sir." And all my staff that are in this office were saying, "Oh, yes, when I first got a job here, I try to pick people that aren't in the movement. We found that's the best way, stops infiltration." We didn't believe it. Trey was saying, "I didn't believe all of this when Alex first came to work, you know, doing a syndicated show a year and a half ago. But I found out it's all true and worse. We can't cover everything we know." And he just shook his head and said, "Okay, well, I'll see you later." Hey, I'm sorry, Art Acevedo, that you can't come to grips with just how serious it is. And I don't blame you. It's hard to come to grips with the fact that they're carrying out biological attacks against the American people, and we have all the declassified documents they created AIDS. You know, I had him in here, and he was saying, "Oh, the government's not bad. Oh, it does some things that are wrong, but, you know, it's not evil." And I said, "Oh, really? Tuskegee experiment, all these other tests, chemical, biological." He goes, yeah, I know about that. Yeah, you know about that. Do you really know? Do you know you could read for the rest of your life and go to the National Archives for the rest of your life, and the testing, the chemical, biological, radiological testing There are so many hundreds of thousands of pages and videos and government admissions of the things they did that you could never, one person could never know at all. It's going on such a wide scale. I don't even know. I've only stuck my toe in a bottomless ocean of that. Let me tell you something, Art Acevedo. Don't give your kids vaccines, buddy, because they are putting cancer viruses in them. They are putting mercury in them. It is hurting you. Let me tell every other cop listening in America, I know what I talk about. I know the information I cover here, and I've got the courage to admit the facts and the reality, even if some of you don't. And I'm telling you, you ignore the reality at your certain peril. This radio show is not some wild fantasy. The horror is real. The attack on Russia last Thursday is real. The encirclement. The fact that NATO troops are pouring into Georgia and pouring in at the airfields in Ukraine. And the fact that talk of war and escalating conflict is increasing, and Condoleezza Rice has been dispatched with her quote saying this is escalating the most dangerous thing since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and it is. That's real. The 20,000 nukes Russia's got pointed at us are real. The New World Order is real. Times of London, Georgian blockade threat risk escalating conflict. Ukraine threatened to blockade the Russian Black Sea Fleet yesterday in an act of solidarity with Georgia that risk escalating the conflict. After flying to Tbilisi to assure Georgians of the country's support, President Yushchenko signed an order imposing tough restrictions on the Russian fleet, which is based in the Ukraine port. Mr. Yushchenko's decree instructs Russia to give 72 hours notice of any movement of ships, aircraft, or personnel in Ukraine. The Ukraine authorities were given the power to alter those plans, do whatever they want. The Ukrainian foreign minister has already warned Russia that it will bar ships from entering the port if they take part in military action against Georgia. Moscow responded furiously, accusing Ukraine of a serious new anti-Russian step, is the quote. Like Georgia, Ukraine's pro-Western leadership is seeking membership in NATO in December. The Democratic Orange Revolution that swept Mr. Yushchenko into power in 2004 has long been loathed by Vladimir Putin, the Russian Prime Minister, because they're moving weapons in. The Ukrainian Security Council issued a statement yesterday declaring that the presence of foreign warships in its waters poses a potential threat to Ukraine's national sovereignty, particularly in parts of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, and are used against third countries. Russia and Ukraine are already at loggerheads over the future of the Crimean base, which Russia must vacate in 2017 under a 20-year lease agreement signed under the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it goes on to say that most of the Crimean population consider themselves to be Russian and a strong pro-Moscow. Tensions have mounted over calls for politicians in Moscow not to surrender control of the territory, regardless of Ukraine's wishes. Mr. Yushchenko insists that the Black Sea Fleet must leave on time. So that's where they'll probably try to start a fight in the next few months. And they're talking about it. Continuing, White House Russian bluster will be ignored. Russia is apparently sabotaging airfields and other military infrastructure in Georgia as it forces pullback in a deliberate attempt to cripple the already battered U.S.-trained Georgian military. Oh, how dare Russia after they were snuck attacked by the U.S., NATO, Georgia, and Israel. How dare them destroy the air bases that were used to launch attacks on them after they were snuck attacked. Now listen to this. This is out of MN Weekly, mainstream Russian newspaper. Top brass defends Russia's right to preemptive strikes. We have links to the Russian general staff saying all of this and being translated in English. Russia, listen to this. Top brass defends right to preemptive strike with nuclear weapons. Russia underlined its right to preemptive nuclear strike this week in what military analysts interpreted as a move to introduce more clarity into the nation's defense doctrine. The statements made by Chief General Staff Yuri Bolovinsky on Saturday were followed by naval exercises in the North Atlantic that will feature over 40 aircraft of the Air Force. Though unrelated, the developments pointed to Russia, not so much as an offensive as a one that was eager to bring in defensive doctrine in line of what Western world and make it more up to date with contemporary military demands. We are not planning to attack anyone, but our partners should clearly understand that the armed forces will be used if necessary, to protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Russian Federation and its allies, including on the preemptive basis, including the use of nuclear weapons. That's the head of the Russian military, folks. That's not some bum, out panhandling. RAA Novosti quoted, the top general is saying Saturday at a scientific conference in Moscow. He underlined, however, the military force can and must be used to demonstrate the defensiveness of the top leadership of the country only as a last resort and when all other methods have failed. This is a clarification of nuclear doctrine, said a defense expert at the Dean of the International Politics Department of Higher School of Economics told the Moscow Times. What the general means is the enhanced deterrence doctrine, which was created in the United States and used by NATO for decades. Oh, God. Meanwhile, Ukraine's talking about attacking Russian territories. It's just horrible and unprecedented. By the way, the Georgian dictator has called for world government. Wait, we're going to come back and play this after the break. Stay with me. Mikhail Saakashvili
about a lucky man
went on Glenn Beck, the little CIA mouthpiece.
And though the news was rather sad,
this sad creature,
well, I just had to laugh.
Always talks about how he's fighting the New World Order, but then he supports every policy of it.
I saw the
it's a bait and switch they do. They say we need to take all our freedoms and liberties and set up a police state and arrest all the 9/11 truthers to fight a police state and fight world government.
He didn't notice that the light.
And Mikhail Saakashvili always says, freedom, liberty, we've been attacked by Russia. America, we love you. We love your freedom. While he arrests people, bans free speech a year ago, runs a sneak attack against Russia, slaughters a bunch of people, and then comes all over U.S. television saying, oh, the New World Order is under attack, which is true in a way, the Anglo-American arm of it. That's why the New World Order always wins, though. They control the Russian counterpart as well and play them off against each other. Here he is calling for the non-existent New World Order that everybody else calls for, that Barack Obama calls for, and Bush Sr., and Clinton, and Gordon Brown. They all call for it. It doesn't exist. Here it is.
Well, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether
just
I
stop
was targeted.
Him. I mean, every sentence is a lie. Your people were not targeted. You attacked a Russian enclave and slaughtered thousands in a huge sneak attack. You were told that the Russians would back off. The globalists knew the Russians would pour in. Then they could start a wider conflict in the region, which they're now doing. Order out of chaos, you dumb twit. Back to this idiot puppet.
Was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, official in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here
is... Stop again. I was bombed. I mean, this is incredible. This is what the police do. On video, they walk over to you no reason, knock your teeth out with a billy club, start slamming your head in the ground for 5 minutes, blood's everywhere, and they just say, okay, you're charged with assaulting me. This is a culture of lies and deceit, and it's going to destroy us. Just finish it, finish it.
But the point here is, it's not about me, it's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, I told them, and I was asking what would be my message to the Russian.
Back it up and play it again. Now again, and then Glenn Beck next week will be on claiming he's fighting a new world order. I mean, this is the type of bull that we are steadily fed. I've heard Michael Savage say, we've got to attack and kill the Muslims because they want a new world order. No, they don't want a new world order. Okay? It's just so incredible. It's so incredible. Play it again. Play it again.
But the point here is, it's not about me, it's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, I told them, and I was asking what would be my message to the Russians, I kept repeating through all these days, no matter how much they bomb us, no matter how much destruction they inflict on us, no matter how they try to terrorize us, no matter how many tanks they bring in and how many more planes they send, one thing is clear. Georgia, Georgians will lock their arms. Georgians will stand together. Georgians will overcome this war.
Now he's acting like Churchill during the Blitz. We will stand. We will fight on the hills. We shall fight on the landing grounds in growing strength and confidence in the air. We shall fight and we shall never surrender. We will defend our island, whatever the case may be. You attack them. They've pulled back. They've pulled back. They've pulled out after your sneak attack. And he's still, that was last night, running around saying the Russians are attacking. Meanwhile, masses of U.S. troops and hardware staged conveniently in Iraq. Now you begin to see the grand chessboard. The encirclement of Russia, what PNAC said. Now they're moving more pieces onto the board, menacing Russia, encircling it, and the general public can't even find it on a map. They're just... Duh, 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 duh.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Russia is encircled. More U.S. troops are massing in Ukraine and Georgia, bringing in armaments, threatening to run the blockade with Ukrainian ships into Georgia to resupply with more high-tech weapons to shoot down Russian helicopters and engage their tanks. The Russians have pulled back, are saying, please don't attack us anymore. We'll be forced to use nuclear weapons. NATO has its own preemptive doctrine. We're matching your doctrine. The head of the Russian military said this has not been our doctrine. We have adopted a concept of preemption, he says, noting that it was previously not part of Russia's doctrine. The general said that in the extraordinary statements, they will defend Russia and their allies with nuclear weapons if they're attacked anymore. And what are the neocons possibly going to do? Possibly going to attack more Russian forces on the border. And the Russians will probably set off some theater nukes. And then it could happen, folks. You ever think the globalists would fly planes into buildings? You ever think they'd attack Iraq and kill a million, too? You ever think they'd be setting up police states and telling cops, go ahead and just beat random citizens up half to death and we'll back you? Did you ever think they'd be saying there's no more Fourth Amendment? Do you ever think any of this should be happening? They're just going for broke, and they're entering the most... It's not me saying this. It's every other analyst. Russian, U.S., British, NATO, that this is the greatest escalation. Now it's beginning to eclipse the Cuban Missile Crisis because this is a hot war. This could turn into nuclear war. I'm quoting them. And it's very, very, very serious. They are starting the Cold War again. By attacking Russian forces and slaughtering them and then telling the gullible, I don't think there's any depth. I don't think there's any bottom to the gullibility of the people of the West now. It is, you got a bunch of narcissists, a bunch of do as thou wilt, people completely obsessed with themselves, having no connection to the greater humanity, no connection to history or reality or facts. They know all about the sitcoms, all about their sports heroes, all about how to act tough and how to act cool and how to party and how to have as much sex as possible, but they have no idea about the real world and what humanity and the short life is all about. And I said I'd take your calls. We'll do it in the next segment, but I hope it's mainly about what I've been covering the last hour, because I'm going to go to your calls and go to them quickly when we come back. 1-800-259-9231 on this Thursday edition. But I am very... I've been saying for months and months and months, I have never felt in my intellect, in my spirit, in your subconscious, whatever you want to call it, because you know the subconscious is the majority of your mind, of your intellect, of your brain capacity. The cerebral cortex only is a narrow, focused blinders of looking through like a straw. It only gives you a limited perspective, but you know you can grasp the overall analysis. In your gut. Your gut is really your deeper analysis. You know, you're the true mind power. And you study history, you study facts, you integrate, you look at it, then you get a feeling. Like a woman gets a feeling about a guy being a creep, and 9 times out of 10 it's right. Or you get a feeling about a business deal being bad. You get a bad feeling, and when the light turns green, you say, I better not drive out there, and then suddenly a car zooms by at 80 miles an hour that would have killed you. Well, it's more than just a feeling. It's the facts. I have been saying for the last year, I have never felt this disquieted. Nothing ever came this close. The last time I felt something similar, which was only a glimmer of this, okay, it was right before 9/11. That was like a Bic lighter's candle power. This is like a spotlight. And I've been saying, ladies and gentlemen, with the Iran situation, with Russia, with all of this building up, with bio attacks or terrorist attacks that they stage, something big is coming. And now we begin to get an idea of what that is. And my gut isn't even churning with anxiety. It's more of just a determination. As the incoming comes in, I know you're feeling it as well. It's not just the economy. It's not just the dollar. It's not just the police state. It's conflict. It's war. It's world government. It is such a dangerous time we're in. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. The network rebroadcasts us 9 to 1 a.m. for stations out there that want to pick it up off the satellite or already picking up some of the daytime show. Also, we have a free podcast daily that's going out to about 60,000 people a day and growing by a couple thousand a week. Be sure and tell your friends and family about the free podcast. They can listen how they want, where they want, when they want, on whatever device they like, putting you completely in the driver's seat. There is also, of course, the fact that we restream the show for 20 hours after the live transmission ends each day at InfoWars.com. So you can tune into all the guests and callers and analysis and information. Again, I want to play that McCain clip one more time. This is McCain last night at a campaign speech. Now, he's put out international press releases saying encircle Russia, get tough with Russia, sanction Russia. But then he throws it at the public to sound reasonable. Hey, we just want to be reasonable. You know, we just snuck attack you, but he doesn't say that. And then he goes, you can't have countries invading other countries for no reason in the 21st century when Russia was attacked. Again, this, you don't just look at something geopolitically and say, well, I'm an American, screw those Russians. You look at the facts and go, okay, the U.S. snuck attack them through Georgia with U.S. troops. Tom Clancy's writing books and making video games about it 7 years ago about the U.S. launching ghost forces, you know, special forces to attack the Russians in Ossetia in an international zone where they've had peace. They just attacked them. And then they send Mikhail Shashvili onto Glenn Beck for 20 minutes babbling, it's 1984, they attacked us, big brother, liberty, freedom, we're fighting evil. The New World Order is fighting evil. The New World Order wants to save you. I mean, bizarre. We need to fight George Orwell. We need a New World Order. People see that and go, I get calls all the time. Well, Glenn Beck talks about to fight the New World Order and to fight Orwell. And then he supports every Orwellian system. I mean, it's just incredible. This is all Pentagon designed. I mean, believe me, only the Pentagon can get Shashvili on that show. Play McCain.
I don't think we're going to reignite the Cold War here with Russia. I think this is a very serious situation, but I don't see this as a return to nuclear standoffs, et cetera, et cetera. I want to have a dialogue with the Russians. I want them to get out of Georgian territory as quickly as possible, and I am interested in good relations between the United States and Russia. But in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations.
Why, Shashvili again.
But the point here is, it's not about me, it's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, told them.
And then he goes on to say Russia snuck attack them. I mean, this is, and people believe this stuff. Man. Oh, they are starting a new Cold War, but this isn't cold, this is hot. They are all over Russia's borders moving weapons in, all around them, in, 10 different nations at least, from the stands right into Poland, and Russia is, stop it. Russia isn't expanding around the world, they're contracting. But Russia cannot be allowed to bring all that oil and natural gas to market, so They have to be encircled and shut down. And then the Georgian little dictator, and he is a dictator. I mean, he got elected in a staged election, but now he's set up a police state, secret arrest, banning independent media, running around with these big lectures about freedom. Well, let me tell you, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote 2 years ago, and he died, of course, last week, that Russia was being encircled and the U.S. was planning to start proxy wars against them. You can just type in Alexander Solzhenitsyn, click Google News. There's a whole bunch of mainstream articles about his article 2 years ago. And he predicted all of this because it's in public NATO documents that they were planning this. It's in the PNAC documents. Man, this is bad. Let's go to Thomas in Tennessee. For those that don't know, again, it's escalating, ladies and gentlemen. It is escalating. Russia is pulling back, and it's escalating. They're going to keep poking them. Thomas in Tennessee.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just got an email from a friend of mine who was working with a guy who left what he was doing, working with computers, and go to work for FEMA. He just got an email this morning. He emailed to me about a couple hours ago, and he said that FEMA is preparing for the possibility of continuity of government. And he said, it sounds pretty scary. He said, if you need me, come to Mount Weather and knock. I don't know what that means. But he said that they don't do this unless there's a reason. And he's, basically, the last thing he said was just start praying. So.
Well, they've got three battle fleets now, two more carrier task forces entering the Gulf. Israel's saying they might go ahead and hit Iran. You've got them attacking Russia. I mean, this is all, that's what I'm telling you. And I don't need to even hear that email from your friend to know that they need continuity of government. Every year they declare a new emergency. This is how the martial law grid goes in. They've got a Pentagon grid in with federalized police to control the population. And they're steering us towards a draft in World War III. And it's just so horrible what's happening. Do you have his email in front of you? You want to read it?
Yes.
I mean, listen, they didn't train 26,000 preachers to give sermons being paid by FEMA for 3 years. We made it public 2 years ago, mainstream news a year ago. Again, everything we tell you is right, even before it's in the news. We know what we're talking about. To have them give sermons about turning your guns in, taking inoculations, letting your families be split up and going to FEMA camps. See, the attack, starting a war with Russia, is about the continuity of government, NORTHCOM, enslaving us. Staging the terror attacks and moving our troops in the Middle East was about menacing Russia. It's all part of a larger plan, folks. We're all under attack. Our government is gone. Read us the email.
He said, the subject is COG, and he said, FEMA is preparing for the possibility of going to COG, and in parentheses, continuity of government mode.
Well, we're already in that, but he means a higher degree.
Yeah, he said it's scary, and the word scary with three exclamation points. If you need me, just come to Mount Weather and knock. I will let you in.
Yeah, right.
You have to use the secret knock. If you don't know, Anton will show you. Maybe I shouldn't. Hey, jokes here. Maybe I shouldn't have showed a Russian that knock. And he said, seriously, they're really getting ready. They don't do that unless there's a reason. Then he says, the last thing he said was, time to start praying, and he leaves his name.
But, I mean, do you know him?
My friend that I go to college with works in the computer department, and he left a few months ago to go work for FEMA. Obviously, he had some people there that already was inviting him to go work there because, you know, they're computer tech guys.
Well, they've got Adam and Eve centers all over the country with 5,000 people per facility. They can live for several years underground, nuclear reactors powering underground railway systems that are declassified, probably much bigger than what they tell us, in fact, undoubtedly. This is how they get the police state. This is how they get us into a horrible war where we rally around them so they can hurt us even worse. And, hey.
Well, Mount Weather, I looked up some of the different areas they have, and they have, like, different Raven Rock and Mount Pony, and this is over in the western part of Virginia near Virginia Tech.
Then they got Site R over in Maryland, yeah. They got the Briar Green Hotel, which used to have the connections to the railways. They've closed that one, the underground railways.
Well, depending on how long it's going to take, we just got the email. It could be, you know, who knows, this week, next week, next month.
Well, they don't even need
to
start a full war with Russia, and I appreciate your call. Just getting the government scared, getting their minions scared. They'll do anything now. Bringing more of the shadow government into control. It was the shadow government, continuity of government program. And the five jumbo jets flying around that coordinate that. That's what Fabled Enemies covers, part of it. Burmese's new film. that gets into all that, by having that in place and expanding it, they get to basically get even greater control over the rest of the federal agencies. Is Sly in Florida? You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. I've just got a really bad feeling.
No, I know. I know. It's getting rough. Everything's coming to a head. On our side, too, though, I mean, I think we've got a lot of things to be positive about. I mean, there's a lot of people awake because of you and because of Jesse Ventura. And, you know,
yeah, Dennis, you know, Kucinich. Jesse says he's got to be out of the country by November, and then he won't really say why. He just says he doesn't want to be here for the election. I mean, everybody in the know is leaving the country. I keep telling people that.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. It's,
I mean, you had to have it, you black ski mask idiots, all of you that serve the system. You had to have it, didn't you? You had to let evil take over and sell us on torture of children and sell us on all this crap. We have these murderers that carried out 9/11 running things. It isn't going to end when Obama gets in or whoever. It's going to go on and on. But
there's
this
no
looks
reason.
Like it may not even be an election if this continues.
There's no reason. There's no reason for all this. It's absolutely crazy. But there is one thing I want to talk to you about, Alex, is that we got to make a big presence in Minnesota. I see that there's only like 8,000 and some close to 9,000 tickets sold, and it's like 15,000 people, you know, that need to show a presence there. And
what we need is those 15,000 people to go out and hand out Terror Storm DVDs and call every talk show and say, we don't want war with Russia. The U.S. attacked Russia to start this. What we need is for people to call every talk show, go on every blog, every message board, tell their neighbors we don't want a war with Iran. And, people can go to the Ron Paul thing. That's fine and dandy. You know, the point here is we're kind of getting past all that time now, folks. I mean, this is the danger zone. This is it.
Alex, I mean, it'll be all over CNN, though, and everything else, and people do need to see that, I mean, I think.
They do. They do. I'm supporting it. I have them on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to real quick point everybody to the website rallyfortherepublic.com.
Is that your website?
It's a T-shirt that we made in honor of you and in honor of Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul.
Oh, really? What's on it?
It's just you three guys in front of an American flag looking real cool. And then it says Rally for the Republic 2008 at the bottom.
And it's Rally for the Republic T-shirt?
.com.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Oh, God. I'm just depressed, folks. I'm not even depressed. I'm just... People think evil's cute. They think it's all funny. They think lying's funny. They think all this corruption's funny. It isn't funny, folks. None of it's funny. We're all going to get hurt real bad before this is over. Yeah, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. The New World Order has put us all in the danger zone, and it's not cute. It's not funny. It's not Tom Cruise wearing aviator glasses. It's not Goose dying. It's death camps. It's forced inoculations. It's devil dogs having their way with you. Foreign mercenaries, aggravated felons swelling the ranks of our military. Spreading the dark wings as they shove the tyranny into overdrive. The birth of world government is upon us. To be born out of blood and war, sorrow and lies.
Never say hello to you when you get it on the red light, low. You never know what you can do until you get it on the side of you got.
Five aircraft carrier battle groups lining up. Russian military bases hit in a sneak attack. Georgian dictator calls for world government and says that's the good guys. Top Russian general threatens nuclear strikes if any more aggression is taken against Russian forces. The U.S. answers by moving in U.S. military and mercenaries. They are massing their conventional weapons. in Tbilisi, just 30 miles south of Ossetia. U.S. forces, NATO forces, and Israeli forces are massing in Ukraine, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. Large contingents of troops are being pulled out of South Korea. You want war? You want tyranny? All you tough guys out there. You want MIRV ICBMs incinerating your families? You may just get what you want, nation of 50 million abortions. This nation of wickedness, this nation of lies, this nation where we garb our police in ring-wraith uniforms. You think evil is sexy? You think the stench of death is beautiful? Well, you're going to take a ride into the danger zone. Tough guy U.S. military that's used to killing unarmed or untrained Muslims. Well, you just had fun with the danger zone and an army that can actually fight back. And, you know, I hoped things would de-escalate, and I last few days said hopefully things will de-escalate, and instead they're massively escalating all of it. But Keith in Ohio disagrees, so you skip ahead of Elliot and Robert and Brent and Rod. Keith, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I appreciate all your research over the years and so forth. A couple things I really disagree with. Number one, the satanic music. You know, that's not going to help things. You know, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and so forth. But also, too, you know, I really appreciate a lot of your work and so forth, but the man-centered solutions won't really work. It has to be God-centered.
I need to go to
a preacher.
No, hold on. Put him on hold. So I know I need to go to one of the local 26,000 churches, which are under FEMA command with federally written doctrine in Romans 13. Let my children go into a death camp. I understand. Go ahead.
No. I don't preach that.
Yeah, I know. But see, if you say that on air. And people say, you know, turn it over to God. I have turned it over to God.
No.
I am speaking out against the New World Order.
I'm saying having a few preachers that will preach the Word of God, like the Lord Jesus Christ said it, he's the authority. He said, and not you or any or me or anybody else, Luke 12:4. But I say unto you, see the ship is going down. There's only one thing, there's only one lifeboat. That is getting saved, people being washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
I totally
agree with
Amen.
You.
So,
and hold on a minute. And what I'm saying is people need to realize, though, I'm not just going to say go to church. I need to explain to people that most of those are now FEMA command bunkers.
Oh, definitely. Satan's greatest work is a whole lot of this organized Christianity. But Jesus is good. The Bible is good. The old King James is good. So you need to have on a few preachers, like preaching Luke 12:4, where it says, "And I say unto you, my friends," this is Jesus speaking, "but be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can
But those
do.
That can kill the spirit.
Yeah, you cast into hell. So people need to get real and get real faith and get real repentance and get real with the Lord and get born again, get converted.
I appreciate your call, sir. We do have pastors on the show. You must not be listening. But I would get the beam out of your eye before you get the speck out of mine. This is a news show. It's exciting. It's aggressive. And it's successful against the New World Order. So say what you want. We'll be right back.
As we've been trodding on the wine press much too long, rebel.
Babylon is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children.
Sucking the children day by day. Babylon.
The Babylon system is a vampire.
Walmart, a vampire. Target, a vampire.
Sucking the blood of the sufferer.
Notice how they're doing better now that the economy's worse as everything shuts down around them. Their profits shoot to the roof, 17%. Everything they do consolidates, destroys, weakens, mutates.
Deceiving the people continually.
Deceiving the people continually.
Look out now.
You know, I have had hundreds of liberals in person, hundreds in emails, hundreds of websites I've come across where they say, I never understood the Second Amendment until I heard Alex Jones depoliticize it and explain it. I never understood that abortion was bad until he explained it was eugenics and anti-human and had been sold as a false right. They have these corrupt Republicans say, oh, use it as a football, make it a political issue, and the Democrats think it's some type of sacrament. We've actually been able to convince a lot of people not to kill their children. There's a talk show host on this network who's admitted they were getting ready to abort their son until they heard this radio show. And that's because we understand the New World Order system. We understand the programming. We understand how to cut right past all that. And so all I hear is a bunch of King James this, King James that, which is great. And just constant, you better get yourself a lot right with God. But what does that mean? What does that mean? You need to get out of the churches and get on the streets. You need to not scream. I mean, almost every time I've seen a street preacher, they're not loving, they're not focused, they're not strong. They're wild-eyed crazies screaming and yelling and spitting at people saying, don't murder your babies, don't abort them, blah, blah. You know, but if you came out of somebody with a flyer going, it's eugenics, it's a program, they want to rob you of family, it gives women cancer to have abortions, you get like a, depending on the study, a 5 to 8-fold increase in cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. You know, instead of really being smart about it, I mean, I know that I'm doing the best I can. And I know we're doing whatever we can to bring in the widest audience. You don't like rock and roll music on this show? Well, I didn't have it on this show for years. But to sound like mainline talk radio, to have worldly people tune in, you know, this is a dynamic. And we got Bob Marley. We got all this mix of music, classical music, you name it. It's a mix of stuff of every genre, country. But people say I shouldn't have Merle Haggard on because he's not a Christian or whatever. I don't know if that's true. The point here is that I am doing what I'm doing, and that is it. And we are getting people to wake up and not kill their babies, not kill the fruit of their lives, the most wonderful blessing they'll ever have. You don't know till you have children. It is better than all the gold in the hills, every Lamborghini, every mansion. It's all just crud, dirty rags compared to the family. The only thing good in this world is the family. That's why they attack that heart of everything. Humans, a man doesn't make up the species. A woman doesn't make up the species. But a man and woman together do. They've turned men against women, women against men, black against white, old against young. They bring us into these conflicts. They then become self-fulfilling systems. When it is the individual with their family together, that's the true unit. The man, the woman, the son, the daughter, the grandchildren, that is a spiritual thing. That is a high thing. That is the greatest thing, the pinnacle, the heart of everything. You think you're safe from a corrupt government? Well, what type of people do we have in this country? Most of the population, warehouses, they're elderly. They let them die of bed sores covered in urine, even at the nicer in facilities. They warehouse them away as they sit there watching TV and dying in pain. They've set up an economic system once they destroyed the family to where most people can't even afford to keep their parents at home. Or if you try, elder services comes and steals them from you and shepherds them off to euthanize them. You think they're going to stop with 50 plus million abortions? My detractors are so wicked, they go and find some 5-year-old show where I say 46 million, and they edit it together with me saying 50 million and say, look, he's lying. He won't even tell you the number of abortions. There's all manner of deception going on against us, folks. But you should listen to the show and listen to all of it and truly gauge the fullness of what we're doing here. I burn with a desire to sacrifice myself in the fight against tyranny. That means in my time, my energy, my name. I burn with sorrow. Oh, it hurts bad to know that everywhere tyranny is abusing innocents that are dumbed down, poisoned, brain damaged by the chemicals, the biologicals we're all under attack by. I know that everywhere the weak are cornered, being ripped apart, being tortured. Their cries are like beautiful music to the ears of their sadistic, psychopathic dungeon keepers. I see the public seduced by evil, seduced by darkness at every turn. Rivers of blood and pus and pain pour out across the planet. Everything beautiful is defaced. Genetic engineered cross-species organisms are spreading into every facet of the biosphere, the atmosphere, into the ocean, into the trees, into the dirt, into the ground, into our bodies, into our genetics. This is pure evil. This is pit of hell evil just as coming into life and beauty and honor and the natural order of things like a mad bull on PCP just frothing and slicing and bashing in a china shop. They're minions. They're little New World Order gremlins take each piece of china with pleasure and just smash it on the ground. But it isn't china. It's little children. It's women. It's men. It's individuals. It's families. It's cultures. It's biological systems. The very fabric, the very heart, the very core. The New World Order says they're gods. They say that they are remaking the world in their image, and it is their image. It is a blasphemous, stinking, reeking, scrofulous vortex of death and pain and anguish. It is a dimensional shift into hell. It is the gates of Hades being opened. And all the anxiety you feel isn't about the economy. It isn't about biological weapons threats. It isn't about nuclear threat. It isn't about, that's all just window dressing. It is the your soul feeling the cold, wicked darkness and the stench of death and the mirthful, demonic smiles of our enemies as they rampage around all of us, deluding and twisting and seducing. And all of the sellouts, the soulless individuals, these animated marionettes, painted dolls, puppets only driven by mindless ego, aggression, and competitiveness, the Glenn Becks, the Michael Savages, the Limbaughs, the Hillary and Bill Clintons, all of them, the George Bushes, the Jiang Zemins, the Vladimir Putins. Vladimir Putin is undoubtedly a wicked man, but you look at him, he looks scared. He looks like he stared into the depths of freezing ninth circle of hell. But you look at our Western politicians, they're giggling, smirking, just radiating weakness and filth. And that's why they grasp at power, and it evaporates in their hands as fast as they grab it. They're all caught up in a lie. They're all being led towards destruction. They think they're being offered advanced life extension technologies and some utopia after they cull our numbers. Comment here on the message board. Let me find it. It was in one of these multiple stacks. I want to read it, and we'll go to your calls. I think I'm going to push back that vaccine guest a little bit, but that's so important. We've got to cover that in depth at least once a week. There have been a lot of new developments. Where was that comment? I wanted to read it. I gotta find the page that the comment is on. Oh, I'll just here it is. I found it. Okay, now this is standard. This is what I get from university professors and think tank operatives and people who've been let in on the fringes of the war planning against the species. They're altering the species against the it's like a virus, a mental spiritual virus has been introduced by an outside entity. This is basically what Christianity's saying. Call it what you want, it's going on. And it is spiritual. It transcends. It's outside of even human activity. It manifests, and everyone recognizes this at their core. Like a virus has been introduced that is designed to destroy us, that is designed to accelerate our destruction, that is designed to unleash the worst in us. And I wanted to read you this quote. The New World Order sounds great. Think about it. This is what Philip James Bagg said. The New World Order sounds great. Think about it. These people are much smarter than us. They need us to perform a function that our tiny minds cannot comprehend. Once this has been put into effect for a couple of generations, it will be a beautiful system that will have a great function in the universe. Now think of the jealousness, think of the enviousness, the covetousness, the greediness of saying, yeah, we're going to exterminate the majority of you and bring in a world tyranny to do it, and we're going to control the future, but it's because we're going to build something beautiful in the future. But all you build is death and destruction now. That's a sick pipe dream, a delusion. And you read a lot of the criminology of psychopaths torturing and killing people, and they go, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. To them, dead dogs covered with maggots are beautiful. See, it's a spiritual thing. To a person who loves life and beauty and green fields and the stars and life and everything good, it's horrible and stinks. To them, it smells good. They have a taste for it. And that's what they always say. They always say, well, Alex, the leader in power, doesn't that show that survival of the fittest, evolution, they deserve to be in power? They deserve to dominate. It's their rightful place to direct us because they cared enough to get into power and control. That they have the grand vision. Well, look at the public, a bunch of idiots. Well, yes, and the elite tries to intensify that and make that worse instead of uplifting. Because the elite thinks they're all individuals, doesn't know they're all interconnected to everybody else. And they believe in total selfishness and do as thou wilt. So they want the final, ultimate revolution of creating a world police state, exterminating the majority of us, and then moving on to the stars. Talk about megalomania. I mean, have you read what Kurzweil says? Have you read what Bill Joy says? Have you read what people in the elite say? Have you read the Pentagon war plans, the futurist Pentagon planners, what they say they're going to build? This is it. And to say that because they're dominant and have taken over a society, that gives them a right to rule, well, I mean, again, the analogy, the parallel is cancer. You have a cancer, and it races through the body, it spreads, it replicates, it takes over the organs, and it breaks the function of the group organism, and then the main organism stops to function, and the tissues, or the different colony groups, working in conjunction, fail, and the organism, the group organism, the communal colony, that's what you are, dies. But if the cancer had a intelligence, if it was aware, it would be delusional. It would see the tissue it was invading as an enemy and think, look at me, I'm taking over, I'm running everything, I'm dominant, survival of the fittest, I'm the best, I'm wonderful, I'm great, I'm good. And the elites have, you know, really answered these statements before and said, well, no, we're going to control that. And you know, sure, we do spread like a cancer, but that's only to destroy the original body. We're going to forge something new. I mean, this is really a dark vision, a dark dream, a nightmarish, hellish entity. An expression of the group consciousness, whatever you want to call it, it isn't good. It brings doom. 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 you know what doom is? The word doom? Let me get the definition of doom. Let's go to Google. Let me type in doom. Let me do definition or I'll get a name. Definition of doom. Let me give you the definition of doom. Inevitable destruction or ruin. Fate, especially a tragic one or ruinous one. A decision or judgment, especially an official condemnation to a severe penalty. Judgment day. A statute or ordinance. You kill 50 million of your own babies, you can rationalize it any way you want. Death has been released. A statute or ordinance. See, we have broken the ordinance, especially one in force in Anglo-Saxon England. The condemnation to ruination or death. To destined to an unhappy end. An unpleasant or disastrous destiny. Everyone was aware of the approaching doom, but was helpless to avoid it. That's unfortunate, but it isn't the end of the world. Or is it? An event or a course of events that will inevitably happen in the future. Decree or designant beforehand. She was destined to become. Pronounce a sentence in a court of law. He was condemned to 10 years in prison. He was doomed. The collection of rules imposed by authority. Civilizations. Doom. 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 Doom.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's roll through your calls a little bit faster here. Who's up next, John? I got so many. Elliot in Ohio, then Robert and many others. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, my first point is I think everyone who's listening, we all need to email and call our congressmen, our senators. We need to give them this information of how Georgia attacked Russia first, not the other way around. We really need to push this because now I'm a little bit worried just like you, Alex, because I know what this would lead to. It's kind of scary. It's not what I want to see, and I don't think it's what everyone else in America wants to see, you know, nuclear fallout and all that. And the other point is, it's kind of more directed to you, actually, Alex. Now, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half now. And, yeah, like, I totally agree with you. I've read all the documents, too, about how the New World Order, all these elitists, are cultists. And, yeah, they do tend to go towards Crowley's philosophy. Now, I've come across, you know, many people in Cincinnati, because there is a huge pagan community in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they know about all this, Alex. And they're not, you know, like selfish people. I mean, of course, that philosophy will drive some to a selfish
nature. Well, that's low level people. That's low level people, and then they'll quote never get the power. So see, they're seen as idiots and a joke. In fact, Anton LaVey said that.
Yeah.
We're not into violence. We're not into sacrifice. We're not into all this. Oh, we're good. It's all lies. And then, meanwhile, their head Satanists laugh at them and say, look at those idiots. I mean, it's just delusional. They are attracted to that, and they can't be honest with themselves about that.
But see, that's the thing. The community that I've come across are not led by anyone. They're all, in a sense, philosophical individuals.
Yeah, they're all on their own power trip. And, you know, they can all make up and deceive themselves and say, we're not part of anything evil. We're actually fighting corruption and control. You know, Satanists are diverse. No, it's not diverse.
But they're not Satanists, that's the thing. The Satanists go towards Anton LaVey. The community I've come across are either Wiccans, which is the right-hand path where you have all the deities like, you know, Nuit, Hadith, and, you know, all those entities. And then you have the Thelemites, Crowleans, who are all, we are all gods of our own universes. And yes, that does tend to breed a selfish nature with do as thou wilt should be the
whole
of
the law. Look, it's a bunch of people on mindless power trips, and I appreciate your call. Let me tell you something. You start loving other people and you start wanting to sacrifice yourself, you're going to get real power. You have no idea. You understand? And believe me, once you then are actually good and actually are a powerful person, you are humbled. You are humbled by the way your intellect opens up, the way you understand things. These stupid little occultists are weak. I've talked to them. They get into Dungeons and Dragons. They get into mythological imaginary worlds. They sit in little dirty apartments imagining they have all this power. Okay, they play in imaginary worlds. The higher level, the globalists, do have power, and they're totally wicked and dark. People say, well, the Druids, you know, they were into human sacrifice, control. Every culture did this. Humans do the same thing, whether it's the Aztecs or the Druids or the Babylonians. It doesn't matter what group it is. This ends up happening. This ends up manifesting. Okay, you can call it whatever you want. It is a human manifestation. It happens. And cultures that get into this fall apart. Cultures that, and every culture had a form of human sacrifice, like the Vikings, the Norse, the Russians. The Russian just means the red, the northerners. You know, they would burn their wives when they would die. They'd be thrown on the fire. It is a sick thing that humans do, and it needs to stop. We are predators, and we predate. That's a word. We engage in predatory activity against our own species. Okay? Period. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Plenty makes monsters. Adversity makes men. Humans are meant to be tested. And you'll be tested nowhere in life like you will be if you decide to take the hard choices to be strong and to not be part of the world. In the world, but not part of it. Not worshiping all its crud. Not worshiping yourself. Then you will truly become what you were made to be, a creator. An entity made in the image of the creator of the universe. And the enemy hates that. Lucifer and all of his pimps and pomps are not true creators. They are counterfeiters. They are systems that take over existing systems and mutate them. They're viruses. They're cancer. All right, let's go back to the calls here. We got a guest coming up. I guess, is Brent in Florida next? Brent, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, my friend.
Greetings from the spook retirement capital of the USA, Melbourne, Florida. I just wanted to basically call and give you a little boost here. It sounds like you're a little down, depressed, and bummed out. I want you to know to hold the line. A lot of us all out here depend upon you for what's going on and information. You sound a little bit disheartened. I know the information out there is just mind-boggling. Hold the line, Alex.
Well, it's mind-boggling to know that they're really going to do it. If it's this year, next year, then one after that, I don't know. But the elite are bold. I mean, they are out of control. Doing that 9/11 stunt shows that they are really bold and they could do anything. And yes, I don't mean that stage Cold War of 20 years ago. I mean, they're really heating things up right now.
I agree, Alex, but hold the line. A lot of us look to you for guidance, support, information worldwide. Hold the line, Alex.
Listen, I am. I'm more fired up than ever. I sometimes just get taken aback and have to take a deep breath because I start thinking about my children. I mean, that's really what happens. I just keep imaging them, their innocence, their goodness, their decency, what the world should be, and it doesn't even make me angry anymore. It makes me sick at my stomach.
It's disheartening. I lose sleep over it. Everything. I've been doing this for 20 years, Alex, along with you. Not to the level that you have, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You are one of the strongest rocks we have out there. God bless Jesse Ventura, but I'll tell you one thing. He needs to come back and stay here in the United States. We need leaders like he.
Well, he told me privately that the American people are just too wicked and weak. And I think he's given up, but he's older than I am, and he's evacuating the country. He's going to drop by in Austin for a little event we're having, and then he's literally going to cross the border and leave. But, you know, that's his deal. And but once we have that spirit of giving up, though, we will lose.
I fully agree, Alex, but hold the line. Keep everybody supported. Keep everybody boosted. I'm going to let you go because I got kids to feed and a wife to love. But you have a lot of support down here in Florida, and a lot of people that are too afraid to even call in or let anybody know. Hold the line, Alex.
Well, thanks, my friend. You know, having that police chief in there yesterday, I was looking into his eyes and talking to him. That guy knows what's going on, and he's a little freaked out about it. And so he thinks he can just make everything nice and that somehow it's going to be okay. It isn't going to be okay when the White House puts out memos saying sexually tortured children. It's not all right. It's over. When you got 50 million aborted babies, you are an evil country. And you're right. We need to repent. We need to get out of this evil. We need to pull back now. Instead, we got a bunch of smiley-faced devils like Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and Barack Obama and the rest of them. I mean, Barack Obama calling for all sorts of stuff against Russia. They're just a pack of crooks. And Russia's probably no better, folks. It's just that they're not as powerful as this branch, and so they're not the aggressor. We're going to come back, get into serious public service announcement. This is information that is life and death, not just to you, but to others around you. I got a mission for you. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The media say we don't want to encircle Russia. We don't want to start a war with them. We don't want the five carrier task force groups to attack Iran in October or maybe even earlier. We just want the New World Order to back off. And that at least, when you call the politicians in Congress, let them know that we understand they're under continuity of government, that they can't even see PD-51, that they're just puppets now. But tell them to speak out about it. Tell them we understand why they're hostages. Okay? There's a lot of things we can do, though, and that's educate our police and military locally, educate the media locally. All of you become vocal about whatever issue you think is most important. But I'll tell you one area we can expose right now, and that's the eugenics programs being carried on against everyone in the Western world. The hormones that they've caught in almost every major vaccine line in Europe, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the U.S., with hormones tied to the pathogen, whatever the immunity is to be developed for, depending on the shot, that it then sterilizes the women. The cancer viruses that have been found in every major vaccine line that aren't even associated with the manufacturer of the vaccine, meaning they were added. The fact that we've gone from 1 in 33 having cancer decades ago to 1 in 3 now. The fact that sodium fluoride, and we've had top scientists on. We've had current FDA people on. And EPA people aren't admitting it and saying the higher-ups won't let them stop it. And the federal mandating of sodium fluoride that attacks every gland in the body, calcifies the bones, massively increases cancer. Just type fluoridation cancer risk. It'll give you, in boys, it doubles, more than doubles, depending on the study, doubles is the average, bone cancer. That's just one of hundreds of wonderful cancers it gives you. I mean, forget dumbing you down and giving you, on average, a 20-point IQ reduction. That's what most of the studies say. Some say more, some say less. Go read it. Governments, foreign governments, our government, studies in the 20s, studies this year, studies last year. I mean, we can at least stop drinking poison water and stop taking vaccines. Now, starting a year ago and then throughout that time, about 6 months ago, last time with our guest, we covered the fact that the insert with the Gardasil HPV live cancer virus vaccine, that their own insert with the drug said that if you already have the virus, which about half the population does, it gives you a 45% chance of that actually giving you cancer. It also only protects you from a few of the strains of hundreds and hundreds, and then they say they're not even sure it does protect you from it, but then they advertise it like it will keep you from ever getting cancer or basically any types of the way the idiot public picks it up. The dumbed-down public. Now, when they did trials a couple years ago, it killed a bunch of the people that took it and caused autoimmune diseases and all sorts of collapses, paralysis. We had guests in studio it happened to. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Now they're giving similar shots to the troops. It's killing them. The government won't even tell them what it is. And Barbara Lowe Fisher has probably done more than anybody in her organization, National Vaccine Information Center, to give you the facts. She won a big victory. We won a big victory earlier this year when, of course, what we already knew from hundreds of studies and research, that sodium additives, that the thimerosal, mercury additives, that there were major connections and proof, causal proof, with autism going from 1 in 25,000 two decades ago to 168, I'm going from memory here, she can correct me, to now they're saying 1 in 85. And don't say it's over-reporting, there's autistic children everywhere. I went and got a haircut the other day, and there were two autistic children, separate mothers, one a boy, one a girl, in there freaking out. That isn't fake, like Michael Savage says. Bottom line, they're now lying and saying you have to take vaccines. It's the law. They're now accelerating that hoax. We're entering into the new school year here. Images of students crying, lined up with dogs barking, getting shots in Maryland. I had the head state attorney on. He admitted there's no law to take it, but we basically tell them it is. And by the way, I don't vaccinate my own children, he said. Now we have scores of people dead. The government saying 9,000 plus have had bad adverse reactions, autoimmune disease, paralyzed. And remember, about 1 out of 10 of old drugs gets an adverse reaction reported, like penicillin. It's about 1 out of 40 for a new drug or, quote, live cancer virus. You call that a drug. And so I wanted to give you some of that basic information setting the table, because there are women everywhere and fathers everywhere watching TV. They're hearing it's the law in Texas to take the shot when it's not the law. He said it was one of the recommended vaccines. Then the school says it's policy to say you have to take it when they have a waiver. So more lies. They're not just giving you something deadly. They're lying. So hundreds of thousands of girls are getting this. They're dropping dead. Women are taking it. They're having miscarriages. The government's admitting all of this, and they just say, well, that's acceptable. Let's go to our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll take calls at the bottom of the hour, Barbara Lowe Fisher, and she's with the vaccine, National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, NVIC.org. This is life and death, ladies and gentlemen, because this is just one of the newest of the live cancer virus type vaccines that they're coming out with. Barbara, things are really getting bad. You tried to warn people a year ago. Now the death toll is mounting, and Merck, who brought us all these other deadly drugs, is moving forward.
Right. We had pushed out our first press release in June of 2006, right before the CDC recommended that the HPV vaccine be targeted at all 11 to 12-year-old girls. And we warned that Merck had only studied it in fewer than 1,200 girls under the age of 16, that they had used the phony placebo in the clinical trials. That is, they put aluminum in the placebo in those trials, and they didn't tell anybody how, they wouldn't tell us how much aluminum they had put in the placebo. Aluminum on its own can cause nerve cell death. It can cause inflammation in the body. So those trials, we don't really know the reactivity of
that
vaccine.
Are you on a Vonage phone?
In Chicago. I'm not actually in Vienna. I'm on a Polycom phone. Can you not hear me well?
No, every half of what you're saying is being cut out. We're going to reconnect with you right now.
Okay.
And we'll go to cell phone backup if we can. I do a five-minute intro, and the phone's not working. This is life and death information, ladies and gentlemen. And she's right. She's been warning people for close to 2 years. We got on this about a year and a half ago. And we said, okay, they've done limited studies, and out of 1,000-plus people that took it in the study, what, three of them died? I mean, you know, you got, what, 1,600 in the first study? We'll get the that's from memory. We'll get the numbers from her. And three die, and that's with improper reporting, when they always underreport that. Because with a new drug, the doctors don't know why you're dying. Your child gets a shot, and they're having a convulsion 5 hours later. And then the doctors are, you know, basically in the system, where generally you take them back to the doctor that gave the shot. They don't want to get sued for liability. They say, oh, I don't know why your daughter had this. Did you beat her up? Cops show up. Did you beat your daughter? We're going to go ahead and take her into custody. That's another scam. Sudden infant death has been collated in a bunch of studies. You can pull it up. two vaccines. The babies usually die the night of the shots. You get a cop visit, you go to prison for the government murdering your baby with their lies and fraud about shots. And I'm not joking. You know, go ahead and laugh out there, cops and people that work in the system and social workers. Go ahead. You got a happy 18-month-old running around the house? Go give them the shot. They're going to have that convulsion, and you're going to be crying your guts out, and you're going to be an Alex Jones listener from that time on. Not a smirking, laughing person. I'm trying to save you, and so is Barbara Lowe Fisher. Do we have her back? Calling her back right now? Okay. These internet phones are great. You know, they cut the phone company out of the money, which is fine with me, but they don't work half the time. And they give us living, you know what, on this show. We'll get her back on. Now, she's going to give you the numbers. We can play the CNN clip. Cue that CNN up while you're getting her back on. We're going to play that later. Because I know you won't believe me. It's like, oh, more than 9,000 horrible reactions, being paralyzed. Oh, you know, 20-something dead just in the latest round of shots. That's not counting all the miscarriages. Got these women thinking, oh, I'll take the shot. The hospital, oh, you're about to have a baby. Oh, you go in to see your doctor a few months before you're having the baby, and they say, oh, we have this new great shot. Oh, let me have that. You have a horrible induced abortion. And, of course, the doctors don't even know that. They're just following, well, I'm a good doctor. I'm a good person. I'm not bad. Well, yeah, and you don't understand the eugenics agenda. Modern medical science is based on eugenics. That's why you don't give the Hippocratic Oath anymore. Do we have her? Oh, man. All right, you know, I just can't do the interview with that phone that way, so. C'est la vie. Tried to warn folks. Doesn't matter, just laugh at me. You know what? Russia attacked Georgia. How's that sound? You know, let's just lie and say that and go with the official story. Glenn Beck's good, Rush Limbaugh's good, Barack Obama's good. There's no New World Order, even though they call for it every day on TV. And the government won't hurt you, and everything's fine. Roll your sleeves up, okay? Let's go ahead and jam a call in here. Who's up next? Aaron in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Aaron out here. I talked to you last Friday or so. Just wanted to call and say that, you know, your vaccine information is so important. And it actually, in my own life, my little sister, who's only 11, actually got one of the three series of shots. She got sick. She had a runny nose within a week. My mom was flipping out on the doctor that they gave her that shot, and she didn't get the next two of the three. And I've got another friend who had a little boy who he went into complete convulsions and was hospitalized after his, of course, just like you said,
yeah.
18 months. It's the 18-month shot, especially for those little boys, as you said, because they don't have the ability to excrete the mercury. You know, God made them with the ability to excrete the mercury, you know, for women.
Look, any pediatrician will tell you, any medical doctor will tell you, girls are tougher. Doesn't mean tougher at bench pressing. Women have to be tougher. Their whole genetic complement, their whole makeup, women, it's in all mammals, females are stronger because of the childbirth, and they're just designed tougher.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor.
Barbara Lowe Fisher with us for the rest of the hour. I'll hold her a little bit over into the next so she can get plenty of time to go over all this and take your calls. When her phone was cutting out, I went to the first caller, Aaron in California. He talked about his little sister taking it and one shot and almost killing her, getting real sick. Then he talked about another person he knows in the family who, 18 months old, the baby boy takes the shot, goes into convulsions. They usually SWAT team you over that after they run their bio attack on you, their chemical attack, and say you beat the child. They have all the studies. They know full well what it is. The cops don't. They're all compartmentalized. Going to Barbara Lowe Fisher. This is a quick segment, long segment coming up. Yes, breakdown. You knew federal studies. They knew it was a bad drug. So they had Rick Perry claim it was mandatory to give it back, to give it liability protection. And now we see the scourge it's causing. Barbara, you're on the air.
Yes, it's very, very sad. I mean, we warned them. We did three separate reports, which are up on our website under the Gardasil button, if you click on, three separate reports of the vaccine reactions coming into the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System in early 2000. And by August, we knew that this vaccine is very dangerous. And now there are so many reports coming in. They comprise 20 to 25% of all vaccine reaction reports coming into the Federal Vaccine Reporting System are for Gardasil. And right now, this is a recommended vaccine, but is not mandated in the state. So you can only imagine if it comprises 20 to 25% of all reports on all vaccines coming in, and it's a new vaccine, not mandated. We have got a problem. And what really upsets me is in the last few weeks, the CDC and FDA have issued a denial. Basically, they've said, we've looked at it. You know, yes, there's reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yes, there are reports of death and seizures and atypical collapse, et cetera. But none of this is due to the vaccine. The vaccine is safe. And, I just think it's wrong when you have clearly a reactive product to not admit, at least warn people that if they're going to take it, they need to be prepared to look out for these reactions.
Hey, the Army's giving them shots. The Army's giving shots to troops now and not even saying what they are, and they're dropping dead en masse. Now the number, CNN reports 26,000-plus adverse reactions and 20-something deaths, but then there's separate reports of all these miscarriages, and we know with a new drug, it's 1 out of 40 gets reported, not 1 out of 10. So what are we really talking about here?
Well, here's the thing. You know, even in the medical literature, it shows that less than 10%, perhaps less than 1 to 4% of all serious reactions that occur after vaccination are ever reported to the government. That means that you can multiply, you know, the numbers of reports. I mean, for example, if there's 1,000 reports after a vaccination and it's only less than 1%, you're really talking about 100,000.
Well, let me be clear. So, I got people at grocery stores, at the mall, on the street going, my daughter, my neighbor, women coming up with bandages on their arms and rot holes saying, it almost killed me. I mean, it's like Night of the Living Dead in Austin as all these well-meaning people just inject. This is pandemic.
Well, I think what's important to remember is that cervical cancer is less than 1% of all cancers that occur in this country.
But it only kills 9,000 a year. Yeah, 9,000 a year.
No, actually, it's about 3,000 a year, and there are about 11,000, I think, new cases. It depends upon what chart you're looking at.
I must have seen a lying mainstream report. They were saying 9,000.
It's hard to... There's so many figures out there, but the point is that it's like number 14 on the list of cancers for women in this country.
But, let's be clear, though, this doesn't even cover it. If you read what the drug company says, it says, we don't even know if this protects you, but by the way, it gives you a 45% increase in the cancer if you already have the virus.
Well, they only followed the girls under 16. They only followed them up for less than 2 years. They have no idea if giving an 11-year-old girl or a teenage girl this vaccine, if it is going to actually prevent cervical cancer later in life. And, you know, those people who are sexually active, most people who are sexually active have had contact with the HPV virus. 92% of all women who have HPV infection clear it within 2 years without any residual effects. That means that you clear it naturally from your body. You have permanent antibodies, and you don't.
Listen. 18% of children have a similar wart on their skin, and they get rid of it. 18% of the American children out there have a similar viral infection that's non-sexual in the same family. Folks, it's complete bull. Stay there. We're going to continue to break this down with Barbara Lowe Fisher.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Now, Now, we're not just giving you this information. A lot of women out there listening know we tell the truth. They've checked out the documents. They've gone to the incredible research at NVIC.org that Barbara Lowe Fisher, just a hero. She's undoubtedly, with her work, saved conservatively hundreds of thousands from brain damage, autism, autoimmune diseases, and death that the bioweapons and chemical weapons they're putting in the vaccines, and I have the government documents that created HIV, all of it, folks. She just covers the facts and the documents of what the vaccines are doing. We have medical doctors on every week to tell you that it's a program. And mainstream news in Africa and Asia, they all know it. The documents have been declassified. It is so evil that people can't believe it. So now, we told you this would kill you. We told you it would cause autoimmune problems. We're not even getting into all the other vaccines. The point here is you better tell your sister or your nieces or your grandmother or your granddaughters. You better warn the women in your life. You better warn your neighbors, folks. You better just say, hey, I know you've got daughters. I don't want to get in your business, but oh, I know some people that took this and got sick, or I've heard about it. You know, here's some print-offs from this site with all these documents. Humans are supposed to warn each other, but we all just watch TV and watch the Olympics and don't interface with anybody. We've got to get out. We've got to interface with people. We've got to do it. Going back to Barbara Lowe Fisher. Barbara, continue.
Yes, it's real. I agree with you, Alex. I think word of mouth is the best form of advertising when something is wrong with a product. And, this information, as you said, has been documented. We have the documents on our website. All you have to do is look at the vaccine product manufacturer insert to see the reports that have been reported, or go on our website and search the Government Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database. We have a way for you to go on and actually search that database to look at what the reports are that people are filing on this vaccine and on all the vaccines. So it's something that's, it's serious business. Before you go and get this vaccine or any vaccine, you've got to know what it is you're lining up for and rolling up your sleeve for, or presenting your child to a pediatrician for. This vaccine contains, as I said, aluminum. Aluminum can cause inflammation in the body on its own, not just in a vaccine, but on its own. It's a yeast. It has a yeast protein in there. The vaccine is, as you said, not necessary, particularly for people, for women who get regular pap smears. You know, the majority, 98% of all cervical cancer can be prevented if women get routine pap smears. Because that can identify the cervical lesion changes if you have chronic HPV infection. A very tiny minority of women go on to have chronic HPV infection that they don't eliminate from the body naturally. What are the high risk factors for chronic HPV infection?
We have these older drug addicts who are totally burnt out and have depleted immune systems. They're poor. They're not getting medical checkups.
Right.
Now they think they're going to take this shot and be safe, and then they won't get a checkup, and they admit the vaccine doesn't even protect you.
Yes, and the high-risk factors for chronic HPV infection are co-infection with HIV, chlamydia, and herpes viruses. If you are a long-term smoker, if you have had long-term oral contraceptive use, if you've had given birth to many, many children, these are high-risk factors, and, you know, girls and women have got to get screened so that if there are cervical cancer changes, they can get intervention and they can prevent almost 100% cervical cancer.
Well, let's say this was a great vaccine. It wasn't a live cancer virus. It wasn't killing people, and that Merck wasn't a wicked company involved with every other form of evil in the past with these vaccines and drugs. Then you wouldn't target 11- and 12-year-old girls. You would target promiscuous prostitutes and drug addicts.
Well, if you are in a high-risk category, that is, you know, you have sex with multiple partners, or you are a smoker or whatever, you may, and if you have cervical cancer in your family, you know, you may want to, consider this a vaccine. But, you know, I actually think it's very important for people to understand that if they come from a family with autoimmune disorders, and autoimmune disorders are things like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes,
Crohn's,
asthma, thyroid disease, these people who come from a family where you've got allergy or autoimmune disorders I believe, are at increased risk for having reactions to vaccines.
Well, there's no doubt, but let's stop there. I want to get the numbers, because you've got all the numbers from the studies, from the CDC. I mean, you've got it all right there. CNN saying 26,000 adverse reactions, you know, 20-something deaths. I mean, just in the trials, there were 3 confirmed deaths, and when they started it last year, a bunch of other deaths. What are the best numbers we've got?
Well, you know, I don't know where the 26,000 figure, I'm not sure where that comes from. I just went on the database this morning, and it's actually lower for Gardasil. It's about 7,600, but those 7,600 reactions that have been reported to the government comprise 20 to 25% of all the reactions that are occurring in the last few years that have been reported to the government. The death count, depending upon what database you look at, is between 17 and 20 deaths. But I know a couple of deaths that have not yet been reported to the government and will be reported within the next week. So we don't really know how many truly there are out there. What we do know is the majority of physicians refuse to report hospitalizations, injuries, and deaths following vaccination. I get this all the time at NVIC, that doctors will not report these events because they have been told by the American County Pediatrics and the Centers for Disease Control that when anything bad happens after vaccination, it's a coincidence. And that's the coincidence defense is what the government and industry have been using.
And they love for passing
years.
I mean, they even said that when swine flu was killing thousands, that vaccine. I mean, they do this over and over again. And they love passing the buck because they want to live in denial and they don't want to get sued for liability.
Well, I mean, the coincidence defense is illogical. It's unscientific. When you start seeing many people reporting the same reactions occurring within the same time period after vaccination, having the same permanent injuries or dying, this is not coincidence.
We got the CDC documents from 2000 through Congressman Dan Burton's committee. I want to talk about that.
Right.
Where they
right.
said we've got to cover up that mercury brain damaged millions of people.
Right.
Now that's ABC News. So we've caught them over and over again covering up what's going on. Is it a conspiracy theory that Vioxx caused tens of thousands of heart attacks and deaths?
Right.
The Merck drug? No, none of this is. Is it a conspiracy theory that hundreds of thousands of children were born deformed with stunted arms and legs from, you know, in the 60s with a popular tranquilizer? No. Only in this modern age do they deny this.
And they use the word coincidence. They think that's a scientific term. That it's a coincidence, that it just happened to occur at the same... And they're basically saying that healthy teenage girls... And what's really interesting is a lot of these girls are the brightest and the best. They're star athletes, they're honor roll students, and they get this shot, and then within 48 hours, are dead. Now, you tell me that's a coincidence...
Now, let's explain, and it's always the same. They swell up, start bleeding, get rashes all over them. Oh, and with the tens of thousands of adverse reactions, it's always the same thing. It's no big deal. It's wonderful. Mommy, you love your daughter. Go give her the shot. Let's talk about what this vaccine is.
This vaccine is a what I call a heavy protein vaccine. It's got yeast protein. It has aluminum. It is supposed to prevent HPV infection. In other words, they call it a cervical cancer vaccine, but it's actually designed to prevent the actual infection, HPV infection, which can lead, as I said, after many years of chronic infection, can lead to cervical lesions and then go on to be cervical cancer.
But let's be clear, you're not even getting into the live cancer virus that's in it.
The live cancer virus.
Yes, the HPV has the protein shell of the virus. Go ahead.
Right, but it's not actually a live vaccine. It's not live virus vaccine.
Well, from the doctors we've had on, they say that Merck makes a distinction and claims, but there's a whole debate whether viruses are alive to begin with, so that's a semantical argument. The point is there virus shells in the shot?
There is viral DNA, yes.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Well, a virus, they argue, there's a whole scientific debate, you know, for 70 years about whether a virus is alive or not. So that's where Merck's playing a semantical game. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, and see, when I've been, you know, when like a live virus vaccine, like the live oral polio vaccine, or the live MMR vaccine. This is not described by the company anyway as that. So I understand the distinction that you're making.
We got a media that says that Russia attacked Georgia first. I mean, it's a fact that
right.
Georgia attacked Russia first. I mean, the point is that I've had doctors on. They've said that Merck is wrong. For all intents and purposes, this is a complete virus.
Right. Okay. Well, I haven't gotten down to that detail. I'm not a scientist. I only have gone on what I have learned through the documents that Merck has released. And if they're not calling it live virus, then I
understand. Continue and cover the key points.
Yeah, I think that what we have to realize is, as I said before, that if you get the regular pap smears, you don't have to worry about getting cervical cancer. And even one of the researchers, Diane Harper, who has worked on the development of the vaccine, said in a recent Medscape article, she made this point over and over again: if you're worried about the reactivity of the vaccine, you need to know that if you get regular pap smears, you can prevent cervical cancer. You can prevent that HPV infection from being infected for many years and going on to cause cervical cancer. So, I mean, in the third world where there are no pap smears, cervical cancer is the number one or two killer of women. In this country, since the 1950s, we've had a 72% drop in cervical cancer.
I understand.
Because we've had pap smears.
What are the, I mean, I've got some of the reports here, but from your research, what are the scientists, epidemiologists, virologists, why are they saying it's killing people? I mean, what's the data on that? Why is it causing convulsions, autoimmune, people collapsing, paralysis, death? I mean, what is it doing?
You know, this is something, when I sat on the FDA Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee for 4 years as the consumer member, that is the committee that looks at the data that the companies present to prove that a new vaccine is safe and effective, I always was asking them, when they would report the seizures occur after vaccination or death, I would say, what is the biological mechanism? That is, what is the vaccine doing in the body to cause that reaction? And none of them would ever answer the question, because they don't know. And, you know, we have one of the really interesting reactions that are occurring after this shot is an atypical collapse. The girls will get vaccinated, and within 24 hours, they will lapse into unconsciousness. And when they come to, they will have seizure activity, and they won't be able to speak properly, and they'll have not able to see out of one or both eyes.
It's an accident across entire different families of vaccines. It's an accident.
So these girls are having seizure and neurological type activity after this. Now, what is the mechanism of this collapse? We don't know. And in fact, I got a call from a nurse that heads up a number of outpatient departments in California last week, who said to me, "Are you receiving reports of girls passing out after this vaccine?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, "This vaccine is unlike any other vaccine we use. It is causing girls to not only immediately pass out, but as I pointed out, you can be crossing the street, you can be driving a car, and you can pass out after getting vaccinated. The girls should not drive themselves."
Well, let me tell you what, in the history, and then you're right, this one's worse statistically, but in the military especially, with this collapsing within 24 hours, sometimes the babies, as you know, at 18 months, up to the third round of shots, from the mercury alone, it causes inflammation on the brain, and then people pass out. So that's associated with it.
Well, all vaccines can cause brain inflammation. Every vaccine mm-hmm. can cause brain inflammation. The smallpox vaccine was the first vaccine, and it was a known vaccine to cause inflammation of the brain and permanent brain damage.
Let's shift gears. I want to get into what the flu shots they admit the last 5-plus years. They haven't picked the right flu of the year, so it's been totally worthless. They didn't pick which one it was going to be to make the vaccine for the mutation. They had to suspend 5 years ago the smallpox shot because it killed so many people. Quote, first responders, they were trying to force to take it. Now the federal court ruling, yes, autism has been caused by shots. I mean, this stuff's really coming out.
Well, it is. An influenza vaccine has now, there have been several reviews of the medical literature showing that it doesn't really work in the elderly or in the young. In other words, the flu vaccine, influenza vaccine, that contains three of the three strains that the CDC and the World Health Organization think are the ones that are going to be most prevalent and cause influenza, And oh, by the way, less than 20% of all flu-like illness in any given flu season is actually influenza. So you have a very remote chance when you get vaccinated of having actually come into contact with that one of those three strains of influenza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Less than 20% is flu.
It's totally pointless, yeah. But you've seen all the studies about the increase in Alzheimer's after multiple shots in the elderly.
Well, and you see, influenza vaccine contains aluminum. And aluminum has been associated with Alzheimer's. So there is a question. People are asking the question. Of course, they have the elderly get this flu vaccine every year.
Is well, they're not answering the question after they've had three of them in a row. They can't ask it anymore.
I know.
It's bye-bye, lights out, government loves you. Government, we don't know what's going on. We don't know all these people are dying. We just are a bunch of eugenicists. Trust us.
And, you know, the thing that breaks my heart is that when people are injured by vaccines, they basically become a minority that is harassed and persecuted in that nobody wants anything to do with them. The doctors don't want to treat them because they don't know how to treat them. The government doesn't want to pay them. Because they feel that every admission of a vaccine injury or death, every award in the compensation program is admission that the vaccines can cause injury and death. So they fight every single award. And so when you get injured, you are really on your own.
Well, Barbara,
and I have. Yes.
Barbara, aren't we starting to win the fight, though? And in the past, they could trick 95% of us into taking them. And in the schools, now that people are waking up, they're trying to claim it's mandatory, push that hoax in New Jersey, other places. I mean, aren't you seeing an explosive sea change of awakening as people see the damage for themselves?
Absolutely. I think that what people are experiencing in their homes after they take their children for vaccination and then they ask their doctors and their doctors are denying everything, has caused this great crisis of faith, and it's a proper crisis of faith. They are being told, given the wrong information, and then it's being denied that what has happened to their children is connected with the vaccine. And so what happens is they don't do the scientific studies to find out what the biological mechanisms are. They don't do the studies to find out how many, and they just cover it up. But I do see a change. I see a great public awareness, and your program and other media have done a lot try to make people aware of this.
Folks, let's do even more. Let's bring these murderers to justice by exposing them. NVIC.org, the National Vaccine Information Center. Your call straight ahead with an amazing lady, Barbara Lowe Fisher. I'm Alex Jones.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom.
You got a bunch of crazy eugenicists that believe in survival of the fittest, and they're created HIV. They bear pharmaceutical, shipped out millions of ampules of HIV filled factor VIII, hepatitis filled, conservatively killed 500,000 people. It's MSNBC. Yeah, just calmly, oh yeah, they knew, and knowingly shipped it out for a decade. You can't trust these companies to do anything, and it's not accidents, it's not screw-ups. I mean, they breed these viruses and these different pathogens up in these tanks with all sorts of other live matter. They're always, quote, contaminated. The polio vaccine, we played Dr. Sars admitting it, was bred in bioweapon monkeys that had scores of other viruses tested on them. Then they grew it in kidneys, monkey kidneys. They butchered the monkeys that had been tested on. And you've got the U.S. government, you know, cancer weapons program. The Rockefellers were involved in that back in the 30s. These are some hardcore people. And you take any of their shots, any of their vaccines, you're out of your mind. Our guest can be with us about 15, 20 minutes the next hour. So we can go to Aaron, Kent, John, Charles, Roberto, and everybody else that's holding. I'm so busy covering the news. We're 3 hours into the show today. And I haven't even mentioned yet that I'm a filmmaker, and that's how we fund this operation. And Truth Rising is out, In-Game, Terror Storm, all discounted at InfoWars.com. Please get the videos, not just to support us, but to show to others, friends, family, neighbors. That's how we're going to turn this thing around. Please help us, InfoWars.com, or call and get some of the books and videos at 888 888- 253-3139, 888 888- 1-800-253-3139. Please don't procrastinate. You know about all this stuff, but do your neighbors, your friends, your family, others, community, have you donated an Endgame or a Terrorstorm to your local library? Have you shown it at your local university? We need you to become leaders, and we have the tools to do it. And we need you to expose what's happening here. Okay, I've been throwing out a lot of points, picking your brain. In the 4 minutes we've got in this segment, I want to come back and take calls. In the 4 minutes, any other key areas you want to cover? The big victory with the feds having to admit the mercury caused the brain damage. What else?
Well, I think that what is coming up is that people need to be aware that there are several hundred vaccines in more than 2,000 clinical trials worldwide that are being developed. And the companies want to make sure that these vaccines are mandated. There are many, many more vaccines coming. And so what we need to do is we need to work at the state level to get they want to take away the exemptions that we have, the religious and the conscientious belief or philosophical belief exemptions. There is an attempt being made in New York, California, and other states that every time the CDC recommends a new vaccine for universal use, like HPV vaccine, it will be automatically added to state laws. And right now, we do have the right to be exempted. If we can find a doctor to write a medical exemption, which is almost impossible, if we can file a religious exemption, or if we file in 18 states as a personal belief or philosophical or conscious
belief. How about they
exemption,
just go to hell and they're not going to put any of their bioweapons or chemical weapons in my children?
Well, seriously, a lot of parents are homeschooling in order to try to avoid this more oppressive.
And now in New Jersey and California, they're forcibly coming, trying to force injections.
Yes, they're trying to make the CDC a de facto lawmaking body. That is, when the CDC says, puts the universal use label on a vaccine, which they have now put it on 16 vaccines, we've gone from 23 doses of 7 vaccines in 1982 to 69 doses of 16 vaccines that the government says we have to give our children as of 2000.
All right, stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back in 1 minute. 1 minute break. And this is a forced market. They come in, they lobby the government, they try to lie and claim it's the law. They're already saying it's the law when it's not. Now they're trying to make laws to make you and your family take them. I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. And you can take your shot and you can roll over and die. We're not exaggerating. We're cold, hard facts. California, Illinois, courts are ruling that homeschooling is illegal. Government says they own your children. They're already having the media announce in huge hoaxes. It's the law. You'll go to jail if you don't take the shots. Children by the thousands line up with dogs barking, police in riot gear in Maryland, St. George County. We had the head guy on. I mean, this is really happening, and now hundreds of new vaccines, more advanced ones, with all these virus parts and the rest of it coming out. The deaths are mounting. We played mainstream newscasts where they forcibly inject troops and say it's secret. They won't tell them what it is. People start having convulsions, dropping dead, whole groups of people getting sick. I've had Rick Perry's media coordinator come up to me at a theater, and I know, and I've seen him on the news, and say, yeah, I was at Fort Sam Houston. We gave people shots, and they all died. Then we're told, scrub everything. I mean, this is crazy. But the media covers most of this up, so we're all compartmentalized and don't know. This is the big issue. I mean, this is going on. Just unbelievable what's happening. And Barbara Lowe Fisher, let's take some calls. And before you leave us, get back into the fact that they're about to push to go from hoaxing, saying it's the law, to really coming. Now they got police taking blood and federal funds on side of the road. That's to get you used to cops getting involved in your life and doing medical procedures. I mean, this is hellish. And don't worry, cops, they're going to make you take them too, so enjoy. Let's go ahead and go back to Aaron, who was on earlier. Aaron, tell her the story.
My sister, who's 11, went with a babysitter, not my mother, but a babysitter, to a routine physical, and they gave her the first of the 3 shots for the HPV. Now,
oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Now, what is it about this that people can't get? You're letting governments, which are historically become evil, mainline something into your child's veins. They're not feeding them something. They're not brainwashing them in school.
No, they're mainlining something into their veins past all of the body's natural defenses. What is it about people that...
Yeah, but tell her what happened to your sister.
Well, she got sick. It wasn't like she got incredibly ill, but it was noticeably ill for a good week after just that one shot. I mean, she's a strong kid, and it was noticeable.
Well, that's the one silver lining here, as I've been reading, Barbara, head of the National Vaccine Information Center, is that this is so bad that they're not getting the full three shots in many cases because they do get so sick on the first one.
Well, and that's a good thing that they're paying attention and not continuing to vaccinate. I have a lot of doctors who ignore all the signs that a child is having a problem with the vaccine. And when you continue to vaccinate in the face of worsening health, that's when you become brain damaged or die. You can do it on the first shot, but oftentimes it's because they won't stop. So I urge everyone to understand what these symptoms are so that they, if they somehow find themselves like this little girl... I mean, at least the parents were well enough aware that the child got sick, that the child is not going to get more vaccines.
Well, Barbara, I've been at community pools, on vacation in a hot tub, at a grocery store, and I'll walk over and I'll go, I see your son's autistic. And they go, yes, he is. And I say, when did it happen? 18 months old. And I'll say, yeah. Did it happen within one day of the shot? Yeah, he just went in the corner and he was gone. It's always the same, just your government loves you.
Well, the 18-month is when they can get 8 to 12 shots. If they haven't gotten all their shots up to date, you know, they're allowed to get 12 shots in one day now. I mean, it's unbelievable how many vaccines are being put into 4-month, 6-month-old babies on one day.
And people act like doctors and nurses are gods. They won't even question when they're getting 12 shots. Little bitty human. Go ahead, kill your kids. You're not going to listen, I know. It's just they won't listen. They have to have a dead kid first.
And that's what's so sad is, you know, we have trusted. I mean, we have treated doctors as if they are gods. And what was the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I think that we need to understand that we have these doctors and scientists are people. They're human beings. They're subject to all the temptations, all the frailties that every other human being is.
Barbara, stay there. One more person Aaron knows got sick. Stay there. We're coming back with Aaron. Then we're going to get to John, Charles, Roberto, and others. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Untrustworthy government caught creating HIV, testing syphilis on people, radiating children to death, all declassified, releasing bioweapons in the New York subway system. On and on and on. Oh, let's trust them. Let's take all the shots. Oh, people are dropping dead. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, it's good. Oh, there's all these autistic children. Oh, they admit mercury did it. Let's take more. And then they lied and said there is no mercury in shots. Well, there is mercury, but it's good for you. You know, on and on and on and on. Go to the vaccine, National Vaccine Information Center, folks, nvic.org. Finish up, Aaron. I'm going to go to some more calls. You said you knew somebody else that had a big problem after a shot.
Yep, family friend, a beautiful baby boy named Marcus, blue eyes, blonde hair, olive skin, healthy, athletic. I mean, he is now because he's 4 years old, and he's okay by the grace of God because at his 18 months, when he got that, like you said, 8 to 10 shots, he went into seizures and convulsions and was in the hospital for 7 full days. Healthy, happy baby? Nope, not anymore.
No, wait. Let me guess. Or if you don't know, you might ask him. Did police officers drop by with CPS to ask if they'd shaken him?
Well, luckily, her father is actually pretty big in the oil business, and so I think...
Okay, well, if they'd have been a poor family, they'd have gotten him another little snack to put on drugs and sell out and, you know, put on a bunch of Prozac and Ritalin, and he'd be in a home in a cage right now being fed, you know, one hamburger a day like a lot of the foster children are, or strapped down to die in bed sores. You know, I see that every 2 days with the scum government. And I'm angry, folks. I mean, I'm frothing because this is real. Okay, well, thank you so much. Anything else, Aaron?
I just want to tell Barbara your favorite quote, which is that in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, in this case a woman. Hated, feared, and scorned, however in time, when her cause succeeds, the timid will join her, for then it'll cost nothing to be a patriot. 5 years down the road, you're going to have tens of thousands of people thanking you for saving their children from this.
Well, that's
thank
the good...
You.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the good news is that these murderers, these corrupt people, they're being exposed, so they're trying to fail forward and announce, okay, it's the law, we're going to give you hundreds of shots, shut up! Barbara, can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things that I remember 10 years ago, they started working on a vaccine that will be that they want to give at the moment that the baby emerges from the womb. It will contain 20 to 40 different bacterial and viral antigens. It will inject raw DNA directly into the cells of the baby and will be timed released throughout the next few years. They don't answer what will happen if the baby is damaged or a reaction the first time released. But when I saw that, they called it the Holy Grail. When I saw that, I knew we were dealing with people who absolutely had lost all reason. We cannot allow ourselves to be exploited by scientists and physicians who have lost their way. I am not against science and physicians. I know some very fine doctors who are trying to work to try to change this, to have the paradigm shift, and that, so that we can have truly health care that is not poisonous to us. But right now, we are way too dependent on drugs and vaccines. We think that is what is going to keep us healthy. The fact that we have now 69 doses of 16 vaccines that the government is saying we have to give our children in the first 18 years of life in order for them to remain healthy, and yet we have in this country now 1 in 6 child learning disabled, 1 in 9 asthmatic, 1 in 100 to 150 developing autism, 1 in 450 suffering with diabetes. We've given our children all these vaccines like we were told to do. And what do we have? We have almost 20 to 25% of our children now chronically ill and disabled. We have a chronic disease and disability epidemic that has hurt more children than any infectious disease epidemic in our history, including smallpox and polio. And so we have got to wake up and not just be sheep and blindly obey what we're told. You need to become your own researcher. And that's why we put up the National Vaccine Information Center website, because we want people to become empowered and become educated healthcare consumers and stand up for their right, their human right, to make informed voluntary decisions about any medical procedure that they or their child undergoes, most specifically vaccination.
Did you know that FEMA was caught last year? We reported it a year and a half before it was in the news with these sermons they're supposed to give. They're covertly paid and hired by FEMA, 26,000 of them now, prominent ones. That's most of the prominent preachers in the country. And they tell them, in amongst all the others, about submitting to government, Romans 13, they said, take the shots the government tells you, and in an emergency, let them give you shots. I mean, boy, this is a very diabolical thing we're dealing with.
We have now a quasi-secret agency within HHS called BARDA that was passed as part of BioShield 2 legislation.
Oh.
BioShield 1 and BioShield 2 shields the manufacturers and vaccine providers whenever the Secretary of HHS declares an emergency, and that emergency has a very wide definition, shields them from liability. So that there were also the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act passed after 9-1-1. There were a lot of opportunists after 9-1-1 who went into the state and the federal law and passed these public health laws that are very, very oppressive. And this BARDA, this agency within HHS, is working with the companies to develop secret drugs and vaccines that will be used in these times of, quote, emergency, whenever the
Secretary
of Health.
Yeah, in conjunction under BioShield, read it for yourself, the 36 bioweapons labs. Oh, the bioweapon labs are going to help. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
Alex, I just wanted to share a story with my older brother. He had a child in Washington, D.C. about a year and a half ago. And when the baby was born, you know, they ahead of time had told him, you know, they did not want to vaccinate the child. I mean, they were very, very clear about it. And, you know, basically, you know, the nurses would, you know, pretty much corner him and, you know, make him feel like he's like some child abuser and ostracize him and really put a lot of pressure on him. Then they ran and get the doctor and, you know, oh, you got to vaccinate this child. And, you know, it was just unbelievable how they bombarded him. So anyways, when the baby was born, they did it again. And basically then, you know, when he just held his ground, him and his wife, they basically said, well, you guys sign this authorization basically denying these vaccines. So they gave him these,
and three pieces of paper. Hold on, and that sheet, hold on just a second, I know. And the sheets, well, I'm not going to interrupt you, go ahead. I'm just saying, what you're saying is true, go ahead.
Yeah. And basically, because he read, you know, him and his wife read all, you know, 2-3 pages, whatever it was.
And it said, you're abusing your child.
Pretty much. And
says, I agree, I'm a criminal, basically.
Right. And he read the whole thing and was like, there's no way, which he was outraged. I mean, he told the doctor.
So then they called the cops.
They didn't call the police in this situation. I mean, my brother's pretty
well. No law, but they call the cops. Well, they do usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Criminals.
But, I mean, you know, awesome job, you know, again, exposing the corrupt, eugenic, scum government. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Like you said, you know, this stuff is serious, and I don't want to go out there and pick a fight, but I own an AK-47. And if these psychos ever come to my house to euthanize and do these crazy things with my kids, it's never going to happen. So just, so the government knows that.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. I know that when parents go in, when mothers go in and they're in labor and they go into the hospital and they have you sign these papers, I've had stories of mothers who have been in active labor about to give birth where the nurses come in and ask them to sign these papers saying that they will give the hepatitis B vaccine within 12 hours of birth. And these mothers, you know, obviously it's at a disadvantage. What you have to do when you take your...
Wolves always attack calving mammals. Go ahead.
Yeah, is you need to... When they ask you to sign those papers, when you come in labor, you need to put at the top, no vaccines to be given unless without my permission. And then the father or somebody needs to be with you. To watch
and you have to follow the baby at all times because they've been caught thousands of times doing it without consent.
That's right. They will take the baby and they will give the vaccine.
The wolves always attack.
Yeah, it's really important to just have your head up and understand what's going on. And we have had parents who have been taking their children to an emergency room when they're sick, and the doctors ask, "Are you up to date in your vaccine?" And they say, you know, because you don't have a record here, and they say no, and then they say, well, we're going to vaccinate your child, and if they refuse, they call Health Protective Services on and report them for what they call child medical abuse. So you have to be very careful when you take your child into an emergency room visit. If you haven't vaccinated or the child doesn't have all the vaccines, you need to just say you're going to be seeing a doctor after the visit. You don't want to vaccinate a baby that is sick. That's for one thing.
Yeah, the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you never vaccinate someone when they're sick. And this is what the military does. They, quote, keep losing the record, so keep repeatedly shooting them up. You know what? Do 5 more minutes with us, and then we're going to get We Are Change guys on to talk about events in New York. We got a break, but I want to take some final calls. Can you do 5 more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, let's take one more call before we go to break, and 5 minutes on the other side. Let's go ahead and... talk to Jeff in Kentucky. You're on the air. Oh, no. Let's go to Roy first. Daughter was killed by vaccines. Roy, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, it wasn't my daughter. It was my granddaughter. Real quick, here's the story. My daughter left home when she was 18. She ran off. She wanted to be all wild and crazy and do all those things that the world had to offer. Well, she ended up getting pregnant, and she moved home. While my mother was dying of pancreatic cancer, she had her baby, and the baby seemed to do fine, and I kind of lost contact with my daughter until she was approximately 18 months old, at which time I got a phone call and said, there's been a grievous emergency. Go to the hospital right away. I went to the hospital, and supposedly she had drowned in the bathtub, and that was it. But this kid could go get a chair, climb up on the counter, and get whatever she wanted, 6 feet in the air, reaching up into the shelves. This child would not have drowned in a bathtub. I asked my daughter, I said, did you take her for 18 month vaccination? And my daughter said she went 3 days ago. She passed out and died in the tub from that.
Stay there. Yeah, that's what they do. Another chemical bio attack successfully murders a child. Victory for the New World Order. And they're going to murder your children with pleasure as well, and you're going to thank them. And when they kill your child, they're going to arrest you and say that you shook them to death. They love it.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I
Well, every time we open the phones up, the horror stories just pour in. Talking to poor Roy and Marilyn, his daughter, gave his 18-month-old granddaughter the third round of shots, and she collapsed and died. Oh, man, it's so horrible. But it's just the wicked times. They don't want to just abort 50 million of you. They want to get those babies one way or another. Got to reduce that population number. Roy, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, well, it's just like what you said. It's about the wickedness. I mean, it's not enough to do it. It's enough to lie and make it mandatory and compulsory. You got to do these things, and then they'll come to your house and come round you up. You know, the last caller with the AK-47, you know, might have the right idea. You know, AR-15, whatever you want to use, it doesn't really matter. But defend yourselves, people. If it's a doctor, if it's a physician and you go see him and you have a problem, this is what you do. As soon as he writes you a prescription for a prescription drug, go find another doctor.
Well, it's unbelievable. And what Barbara just said is your child comes in sick and they say, we want to give them vaccines while they're sick. They're not supposed to even do that. It's all the doctors are prisoners, and they just carry out the crimes all day long. They live in denial. Barbara, hearing this story, what do you think?
Well, it's a story I've heard over and over again, unfortunately, for 26 years. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier in your show. You know, somebody called in and said, you know, stay strong because a lot of people depend upon you. You're a rock. And it's so true. I mean, it is true. It's bad. And I've seen it up close for 26 years. But the reason I haven't given up is that I know, I believe in my heart, that we have to continue to do the right thing to the very end. I mean, only God is really in the end will be here and is the one who is eventually going to be able to step in. But we have to continue with faith, and we have to do the right thing. And that's all we're responsible for doing. And so we have to get the information out there. People have to become aware, and then they have to stand up.
Well, take Charlie Sheen. He says, I don't want to vaccinate our daughters. His wife divorces him, and she's now trying to take his children so they can't even see him every weekend or every other weekend, but saying in the news he's insane and doesn't want them to have shots when it's all over the news. It's killing and maiming. I mean, this is affecting even movie stars.
Well, the custody battles have been all through the work that I've done. We often have parents calling or somebody calling us and saying, you know, my spouse and I agreed that we weren't going to give our children all these vaccines. Now we're divorced, and the spouse that is trying to get custody will often, or not pay child support, will often say, I want the child vaccinated, and then the courts side with that that parent and then take the children. In other words, prevent the spouse that does not want to vaccinate with all the vaccines from having access to the child or, you know, having shared custody. It happens all the time. The vaccine issue is used against the parent who doesn't want to give all the vaccines. I mean, I can't tell you how many calls we get every week on this.
Well, you said it. The good news here is the people are getting the word. They are finding out what's happening. The jig is up. The hoax is imploding. I want to take one more call. Who's next up in line here? Roberto in California. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
This is my first time, you know, doing a radio announcement, but I want to say, well, from hearing all this, I say, hey, this is messed up, and these people are traitors, and you could not just betray God, but humanity, and how dare they do this? I hear, you know, this is my first time hearing about this vaccine, and it's killing kids, and it's killing people. What the hell is going on? People, wake up. Wake up to the truth.
What the hell was going on in the 1950s when they took 4,300 and something foster children and radiated them to death? This is the scientific community playing God. Thanks for the call. And yes, you need that outrage, but don't believe us. Find out the facts. It's so bad, we can't even describe to you. Again, 2000, secret CDC meetings. They said, I wouldn't give it to my grandchildren. It's brain damage millions. We got to cover this up. We have them. We know it's by design. And I just want everybody to visit the website, NVIC.org, NVIC.org. And even if you don't have children, warn your neighbors, warn others, call into talk shows, start websites, do it all. We have to save children. We have to save ourselves. They're trying to make it mandatory now because the people are waking up. You got 1 minute closing comment, Barbara Lowe Fisher, director.
I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. We have to have the courage to stand up, to become aware and stand up for our human rights. And a human right is the right to make an informed voluntary decision about any medical intervention that can hurt us or our children. If we can't be free to make a life or death decision, then we aren't free in any sense of the word.
I want to have you back up in the near future. God bless you for your fine work. Godspeed.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the one and only Luke Radowski and the one and only Corey Rowe. On the other side, to lay out some of the upcoming 9/11 events and a special announcement. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. We get more listeners every day, and we get them in a way I don't like. We get the new listeners when the police, for no reason, beat up innocent men, women, and children. When people have heard me on other talk shows and my own say that if you take the vaccines, in many cases, at the third round at 18 months, your child will go from running around talking, playing football, playing with their stuffed animals, giggling, laughing, being intelligent, to drooling in the corner, gone forever. Or dead. Or going into convulsions and being in a coma for a few weeks and they come out of it but have learning disabilities the rest of their life. A lot of you are going, oh, that happened to my son, that happened to my daughter. Yeah, we're not playing games. The New World Order is real. This is real, and it's happening. And it's total power and control. They can set the precedent to train you to accept them injecting into your body whatever they want. Now, I want to shift gears here for the rest of the hour. I want to tell you at the last 5 minutes of the show, I'm going to make a special announcement that's very, very important. So I hope you stay with us for that and listen carefully, please. This is a key attack point against the New World Order I'm going to be covering. Right now, Luke Radowski and, of course, Corey Rowe, two great guys, are on the line with us. I don't know if I'm going to be in New York. I've been invited to speak at both events. I've authorized them to show the film I produced, Fable Enemies, is coming out September 1st. And Truth Rising, the film I made and directed. I had an event they're doing, and they got a huge event the next night. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. I got so much going on. I may even cancel going to Denver, the more I think about it now, with the talk of nukes in Russia and these wars starting in Iran. I mean, it's getting bad, folks. I've got to really gauge things. Things are heating up a lot worse than I thought they would faster. So that's my main reason for saying right now I'm probably not going to New York. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go. This is going to be one of the most memorable years, and it's the seventh year after the government-sponsored attacks. So let's bring up Luke Radowski and Corey Rowe. Good to have both you men on with us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, thanks for having us on. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. Thank you guys for coming on late. I got stuck with the vaccine stuff, and once I get on a roll, I just want to warn people, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm a man that knows about shots. And
oh, really? What happened to you in the military? Tell folks about it.
I'm out of the military, full and clear. I've recently done another background check, had my name run with the state police for state and federal warrants. I'm clear, completely out of the military, happy to be out of the military, and actually right now in the process of really diving in and trying to get use of some of my VA benefits.
That's right. You were out of the military, then they did some recall, and then they said, no, you're out, and then they said, no, you're in. And so just insane, but now that's been confirmed. But I meant, you talked about seeing people get sick with shots, stuff that happened.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen everything from steroid shots for making soldiers bigger and stronger, running faster, all the way to chemical vaccinations for the anthrax attacks, and, of course, for smallpox as well. You know, the huge nickel size festing thing that would just sit on your arm for months and months after the shot. Guys getting extremely sick, and I'm now seeing more of the soldiers that just came out about the secret vaccinations and how they're sick and dying. I've been listening to you for the last couple hours, and it's extra strong in the military. It's all over the place.
Imagine they say, we're going to shoot you up with this. We're not going to tell you what it is. And guys start falling over, having convulsions. I mean, dying. I mean, this is just, it's in mainstream news. And it's just, we're not going to tell you what it is. You're just going to die. Ha ha, we're the government. We love you.
And then they cover it up, Alex, and they don't even put it in your medical report. And then when it's asked or questioned, they say, well, we never gave you that shot. That never happened. So, you know, no accountability.
And the news calls them and they say, no, we gave them a shot. We're not going to say what it was.
Yep.
You understand? This is the freedom. Okay, Luke, briefly, tell folks what's going on. You guys have been, We Are Change, exploding all over the world right now. Big stuff's been happening, huge confrontations, making the news continually, pushing 9/11 truth out into the mainstream. 9/11 truth is bigger than it's ever been, folks. It's just exploding. All these huge names going public, the people taking action, Truth Rising's out, having a huge effect. And coming up this year, tell us what's happening.
We're going to have more huge people coming out for 9/11 truth, like Talib Kweli, KRS-One, Saigon, Dead Prez, Paris, all doing a hip-hop concert for 9/11 Truth on Friday, September 12th. We're also going to be showing Fabled Enemies. Cynthia McKinney's going to be there, Daniel Sinjata, Richard Gage, 9/11 victims, family members, 9/11 first responders. We're doing street actions every day. We're doing big events every day. It's 2008 now or never. This is the last year we have with the Bush administration to really take back this country and spread 9/11 Truth everywhere.
Absolutely. Now let's be clear about the itinerary. What films are going to get shown the night before 9/11?
We believe Fabled Enemies and 9/11 Chronicles. We're still working on it, making it happen.
Okay, so people can watch.
Yeah, we just locked down the theater today, Alex, actually, and we also locked down a small place down the street for an after hours that we're going to try to coordinate with Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman and current Green Party presidential candidate, and try to get that going on.
Now, is Cindy Sheehan coming? I heard she's coming.
That's a possibility. We are still working on that. So,
I've been speaking with her people just as recently as today, and she did get on the ballot out there in San Francisco to run against Nancy Pelosi for the Speaker of the House. And so I've been speaking with her, and they're definitely interested in having her come out to the event, especially since she works so closely with Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, she's scheduled to be on the show tomorrow, Cindy Sheehan, with the Senate run against, or the House run against Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker. Continuing with, for people that don't know how big these hip-hop artists are, these are some of the biggest out there.
They definitely
I've actually got just a few things real quick, on who they really are. We have Talib Kweli is one of the greatest lyricists in hip-hop, looked up at from most everybody, and he's in a group with Black Star, with Mos Def, and we're not sure if he's going to be there. Saigon is had the most anticipated album in hip-hop history, fought to get off his label, and then got it out there, distributing 50,000 copies himself, and that album is The Greatest Story Never Told. Paris, Sonic Jihad, who's a revolutionary and controversial artist who was banned from MTV in 1990, and is out there with the album with the plane flying into the White House. Great album. The Beat Miners, the list goes on and on and on, and the more people are just signing on every single day.
Okay, now, do you know where that venue is yet?
It's going to be at the Hammerstein Ballroom on September 12th. We're doing a big hip-hop concert. And this year, just like last year, all the profits, it's going to be a huge charity event. All the money is going to go straight to sick and dying, 9/11 first responders. Everybody's volunteering. Everybody's doing it for free. We're asking people just to come out, be there, be in support, buy the tickets, and come there. And it's going to be a huge revolutionary event.
And for everybody who's out there listening, you can go to the site right now, 2008nowornever.com. Everything is listed, speakers, artists, how you can get tickets for the show. And if everybody out there who can't get to the show, we have donations available with lots of returns for your donations. We really want to make it worth your while. We're trying to raise as much money as possible for these first responders. So, donate. We'll send you a whole bunch of Info Warrior Pack stuff, ranging from T-shirts, DVDs, stickers. If you can donate and get tickets for the show, for larger donations, VIP tickets are available. It's really going to be a show like it's going to be an event like never before. It's really we're taking it to a whole new level. We have interest from major networks who are going to come there, radio stations that will be broadcasting it live throughout in the New York and New Jersey area. It's really shaping up to be a great event. So go check out the website 2008nowornever.com right now and.
Good. Well, I want to support this as much as I can, and I know people have been asking me to go, and I already got so many people coming. I really just want to give them all a time to shine and everybody have a great time out there. I hope everybody understands I'm here promoting it and here promoting it. I'm committing the great crime of supporting it and probably not coming. I just think it's going to be a wonderful event.
And, Alex, real quick, if I may, there's lots of ways for everybody out there that can help us promote it to help raise money for these sick and dying first responders who their 9/11 relief fund was squandered by politicians in Washington. On our site, on 2008nowornever.com, there's a tab with downloadables. We have banners that you can put on your MySpace. We'll have commercials you can download, get on the public access internet, make it your MySpace song.
There's a Facebook event out there under my Facebook. You can check it, sign on, let us know you're going to be there. Leave some love for anybody who is, and if you're not going to make it, it's all over. Just, you know, get out there and let everybody know about it. We're really asking everybody's street teams to get out there. We have flyers, downloadable, everything really right at your fingertips, travel information on the website, where cheap hotel rooms are, good places to park, you know, cheap airfare, everything. So 2008nowornever.com, you want to come out, check it out. It's going to be a great event.
And, yeah, give people those dates again.
The event's going to be running from September 10th all the way to September 14th. We're working on venues and everything else. But the main event is going to be at Ground Zero on September 11th, where we're going to hold our peaceful vigil down at Ground Zero, just like every year on 9/11, just like in 2006, just like in 2007. It's an historic event where thousands of people go out in black Investigate 9/11 t-shirts and stand up with family members and rescue workers for 9/11 truth. This is New York City. This is where 9/11 happened. This is the anniversary. Everybody should be there. This is always a huge emotional event that galvanizes many people to become 9/11 truthers, and it's historical every year to have so many people down there standing up for truth. And we could take back 9/11, and we're doing it on the anniversary. We're doing it on 9/11, and that's why it's so critically important for everybody to be out there.
There's no doubt the establishment really hates it when thousands of 9/11 truthers pour out on the streets, and the momentum of 9/11 truth is just gaining and gaining, and false flag terror has now entered the vernacular, the nomenclature. People understand it. They're discussing it. They understand staged events, false flag, self-inflicted wounds. They now understand that the government stages events, and that's key to stopping them carrying out future events, or if they stage more events, not being able to stampede us into martial law. Shifting gears, Luke, I haven't even been so busy. I've been talking to you privately. What do you think of the huge effect that Truth Rising is having out there, energizing activists, telling the story of 9/11 truth, and showing the people, holding their corrupt elected officials accountable?
It's amazing. You see people standing up everywhere in their local cities and towns, getting a camera and confronting their local politicians and their representatives. It's amazing seeing our chapters grow, and we have 60 chapters worldwide and all over the United States confronting politicians wherever they go. It's amazing seeing people in Australia, people in Germany, people in Italy stand up for truth and justice and just doing the right thing and being the change that they want to see in this world. And that's why it's an amazing tool that people can use to motivate themselves to do something positive. And it shows you how much of a difference one person can make, how much of a small group of people can make a huge difference. And if we all stand up, we could do anything we want. We just have to believe in it. We have to dig down in ourselves, find it in ourselves to be our own leaders and do the right thing. And that's exactly what this documentary does.
And Fabled Enemies is coming out. I produced it, but Jason's moved down here for the last, hard to believe, almost 6 months. He's been quietly preparing footage, getting ready for this the last 2 years. Jason Burmes, of course, worked on the second edition with Corey Rowe and the director, Dylan Avery, and then on the final cut that I executive produced. Well, now this is Burmes' film. I also have to give props to Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson for the editing and the trailers and working on the film. But this is the brainchild of Jason Burmes. Fabled Enemies hits PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make this explode. Yes, it's controversial. It's into the shadow government running the attacks. The Israelis on the ground is the muscle. The tie-in with Pakistan. It's just an extremely powerful film. That'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. And you can start pre-ordering tomorrow at Infowars.com, the DVD. So in about 14, 15 days, when it comes out, your package will already be packed, ready, sitting there the day it's released to be shipped out to you to get it first. So all the details at Infowars.com. Gentlemen, expanding on 9/11 truth, I just want to hear from both of you your synopsis on the journey of 9/11 truth and where you think it is today and where you think it's going. Corey Rowe.
Man, where we've came from and where we're going to is it was never foreseen by anyone. We were always laughed at. We were always attacked, and we continue to be laughed at and attacked, but not nearly as much. I mean, the information and the intestinal fortitude of the truthers and everything that everyone is out there doing blows me away every single day. Every single day, I'm blown away by the stories that we break, by the information that's put out to the people, and and where we're going to go from here is only going to get greater, Alex. I mean,
we are the resistance, folks.
Watching your Alexa ratings shoot up every month. I mean, you're now a third of a power of MSNBC. Our Alexa ratings going up on a constant, you know, constant basis as mainstream news continues to go down and continues to go down. We continue to grow. And people say, oh, the new 9/11 truth movement is dying. That's not true. We're just expanding. We're
getting
out
there. You know what's weird? That's a government op line we see everywhere. They email me, call me. It's all message boards. Well, 9/11 truth stalled. Yeah. That's like saying that, you know, the Hindenburg, when it was on fire, was cold. I mean, it exploding. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, the best actress this year, the Italian former president, highly respected, 7 years in office, former intelligence chief, Japanese diet members, all these people, all these stars, everybody we have on, top comedians, George Carlin before he died. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. And then now Cy Hirsch reporting on Dick Cheney, well, wanting to attack our ships and blame it on Iran. I mean, we are winning, and these idiots are telling us when we've already starting to win the war that we're losing. It's total propaganda. It's like Tokyo Rose when they were about to drop the A-bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Tokyo Rose saying, "You've lost, GIs. It's total bull. You've lost. You're losing, murderers. So go ahead and try to start World War III with Russia. Go ahead and try to stage martial law in America. We are going to kick your butt." Luke Radowski. Let me hear both of your war growls. Let me hear your war face. Yeah! Get some, mothers! We're coming! You sons of bitches! Excuse me. Luke Radowski, final comments.
We're still being attacked everywhere, but people everywhere are rising up, standing up for what they believe in, and that's what this country was founded on, standing up for what's right and going against the wrong. And we're making all the wrongs right. We're fixing it. We're going to be doing it on 9/11 this year. We're going to be helping out sick and dying first responders. We're going to put on a show that is going to be historic with all these historic rap artists coming out for 9/11 Truth. Right now, we are taking this country back one mind at a time. People are waking up right now as we speak, and it's time to stand up. It's time to do the right thing. It's time to get out to New York City on 9/11 and do what's right. And New York City, every year on 9/11, we give out literally hundreds of thousands of flyers, thousands of DVDs for free to the general public. Every time after 9/11, we have a huge presence here at Ground Zero, and we change the minds of millions, and that's
absolutely
what it's about. Get out there. Get involved. The time is now. It's 2008. We can't wait till the next president is selected. We have to do it right now when the Bush administration is in office. This is right. This is the time that we have, the critical point right now where they could stage
because
a false
they've
flag,
said,
where we could prevent one right now.
Yes.
And it's time for all of us to stand up and do the right thing.
Yes, and I just want to add before we leave you guys that you're absolutely right. They could stage one now. They've already been caught trying it. Mainstream news now. MSNBC, it is becoming mainstream to understand this, but also they're saying there's going to be inaugural bombing with the new president to start the fraud over again. It is key to expose this. Give out the website for the event again.
2008nowornever.com. Go there.
2008 now or never.
You're not coming. Support us from afar. Make a donation to the first responders. They need it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to talk to you during the break.
Alex, thank you. I'm humbled by your by everything, Commander. Thanks a lot.
You're something else. All right, here we go. I'm going to say bye to these guys behind the scenes. I'm going to come back in a final segment. Back live, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you a special announcement and then try to jam in a few final calls. I don't know if we'll have time. Okay, here's the deal. I need people to go to InfoWars.com right now, and I need your help doing something. Google's taken the counter down 6-8 months ago on all their videos before we get tens of millions per video on there. So we can't gauge that, but we know it's millions already with Truth Rising out for 2 or 3 months. We also know that YouTube's got hundreds of versions of it, but they're all broken up. There's a director account on there I've seen that's got about 80,000 views or so on it. And I really just want the free Truth Rising to get out to everyone. And here's the deal. It's the best free encoding I've seen on YouTube or Google or anywhere else. It is the best free encoding I have found anywhere of Truth Rising. Now, this film cost me $70,000+ to make. We haven't made our money back on it. It'll probably be a year till that happens. I could care less. We're on the verge of war with Russia. We have to expose government-sponsored terrorism. This is a special film. And in this sick culture, it seems like something, if something's free, people take it for granted. Please don't take a jewel like this for granted. Truth Rising is free on InfoWars.com in the featured stories area. It's posted there. It's the best version I found, the best, you know, clearest. It's not perfect like a PrisonPlanet.tv version. I hope people will subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and download it. And we got a bunch of different formats in ultra high quality. The trailers you see there for it and Fabled Enemies are what the medium quality is. And it looks crystal clear. You know, we have some trailers under it that show you the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you have any computer knowledge, it's, you know, no knowledge, you can download, watch them streaming, flash. But there's DivX, burn it on DivX, burn it on disk, give it to people, plays in DivX players. I mean, it looks almost as good as a regular DVD with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But regardless, you got an email list, you got message boards, you've got your MySpace accounts. We're being censored all over the web. I made this film. I busted my butt making it with Aaron and Rob and others and all the great people that contributed to it, the We Are Change 9/11 Truth people, the activists. I got arrested making this thing. You need to see Truth Rising. You really can't describe it. You need to watch Truth Rising. You need to see it in quality. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But regardless, it is free. And if you've already seen it and think it's a great film, or if you don't have the DVD, get it at InfoWars.com to really make the high-quality copies and to support us. It's as low as $9.95 to get Truth Rising on InfoWars.com or to call 888-253-3139. But regardless, Truth Rising is free on my own website. We don't just leave it out there for free. We post on our site, get it for free. It is free, 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 and it's not 12, 14 different, you know, pieces of it on YouTube, annoyingly. It is the best encode I've seen from Change the Channel, is the name of his channel. We appreciate him putting it on his director channel. It is the best copy we've seen for a low-grade version. It's a shadow of the PrisonPlanet.tv quality, and that's a shadow of the DVD quality. But it's there. It's there. Truth Rising, my new film, free on InfoWars.com. And I'm asking you to take that page, email it out to everybody, promote it, get it out. We can't screw around. Get it out to everyone. Truth Rising in the news and focus area, in the featured stories on InfoWars.com right now. You cannot miss it. So much incredible news we didn't get to. So much important news we did cover. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3, live retransmission. If you missed any of the guests and the Russian analysis, big developments, major escalations there, Russians threatening nukes. You'll hear that first hour, deep analysis I did right now. Believe me, this stuff's got me wanting to leave the country, but I'm not going to. Starts now at PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.com. Listen to the streams right now. GCN.